Tickets valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
Now that Medicare finally has prescription drug benefits, what does it mean for you? I'm Senator Bob Dole, and on January 1st, 2006, all Medicare beneficiaries, regardless of income, will have drug coverage. Explore your options now so you can take full advantage of this program. Enrollment begins November 15th. Call 1-800-MEDICARE or visit www.medicare.gov to get all the facts.
This message is endorsed by Easter Seals, providing services for children and adults with disabilities.
Free and confidential tax preparation is now available to low and moderate income working families at sites across Illinois. The Center for Economic Progress is offering this service to ensure that taxpayers get their entire refund, including all of their tax credits and benefits. In addition, banks and credit unions are partnering with the center to offer filers an opportunity to open a checking or savings account on site, allowing them to receive their tax refund more quickly via direct deposit. All returns are prepared and filed electronically, improving quality and reducing the waiting time to receive a refund. For further information, contact Jessica Kuzemski at 312-630-0257. That's 312-630-0257.
No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
Did you know you have the power to stop children from joining gangs? You have what it takes to help a homeless father find a job and home for his family. You have the ability to assist a woman who can't afford the medicine she needs to live and the home she can't live without. You can choose to make a difference in our community and improve the lives of so many people in need. Support Volunteers of America, and you can help improve the lives of nearly 2 million Americans each year with programs and services that help individuals and families overcome their challenges to become as independent as possible. Support the programs that are working in our community. Contact Volunteers of America today. Call 1-800-899-0089 or visit our website at www.volunteersofamerica.org.
Nobody's perfect, but mistakes can slow down your tax refund. So watch out for these common errors. First, get your Social Security number right or your refund goes nowhere. Second, be sure you qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit before you try to claim it. And third, double-check your math. What's the easy way to avoid errors? More people e-file their taxes to the IRS than in any other way. It's easy, quick, and accurate, so you'll get a check from the IRS, not a letter.
My grandpa said he had to do something very important. Grandma had to go out. But just a little bit.
The CDC recommends that all seniors get out for their flu shots.
We'll be right back.
So be sure you protect yourself against influenza. After all, it's important to a lot of people.
When Grandpa gets back, we're going to wrestle.
Be smart. Be well. Get your flu shot.
Grandpa's home.
Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A public service message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I know someone with lupus.
My girlfriend.
My mommy.
We work together.
My sister.
My neighbor.
I know someone with lupus.
She's so tired.
Fatigue, achy joints, and fever.
Severe chest pains, heart problems.
Her kidneys gave up.
He had a seizure.
Pain never stops.
Someone you know.
Someone you know.
Someone you know.
Someone you know has lupus.
But there is hope. For information, contact the Lupus Foundation of America at 888-38-LUPUS or lupus.org.
How can you use this to help this? Get a Conservation Heritage license plate and benefit our fish, forest, and wildlife. Choose from three eye-catching nature designs. Proceeds help restore habitat, provide outdoor education, and protect endangered species. Drive home your support for Outdoor Missouri with a Conservation Heritage license plate. To find out more, call 1-800-227-1488 and put a little nature on your plate.
Friday morning at 8, Gina Page, president of African Ancestry Incorporated, returns to the wake-up call to talk more about the DNA analysis of ethnic heritage and ancestry offered by her company. Plus, all week long, we are registering listeners for one free DNA analysis test courtesy of African Ancestry. The winner will be announced during the interview Friday morning. And to add more high drama, Liz Brown herself has had this test done, and her results will be revealed Friday as well. So don't miss all of the excitement Friday morning at 8 with Gina Page of African Ancestry Incorporated right here on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
You are listening to AM 920 WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to my sister.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the morning wake up call. This is Liz Brown. Ooh, we have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609. That would be the fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of things to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. And please don't forget that we have five more chances left for those of you that want to find out your African ancestry. We will be revealing my African ancestry during the 8 o'clock hour. And you have five more opportunities to get your name in the drawing for some, to be the lucky person, the blessed person that will be able to trace their African ancestry. So, stay tuned, and good luck. Good luck. It is, our responsibility. It is, critical. It is common sense. I think that it would be very easy for people to, try to, and there is some of this, but to frame this story of the control of the ports as simply a racist or intolerant, xenophobic response from Congress is not accurate entirely. Are there racist, xenophobic, and intolerant people in Congress? You bet, yes. Absolutely. But to frame this discussion solely in those terms is a mistake. It is... Understand what George W. Bush is saying. Now, George W. Bush is saying something that I've always been saying that he has said. And a lot of you as well. A lot. I can count on Wake Up Call listeners to get it. You all get it. Now, I've always said that it has never been about our national security. It's been about George Bush's pocketbook and the pocketbook of all of his friends. Now, if you're not comfortable with the word pocketbook, substitute wallet. And if you're not comfortable with either of those words, use the word M-O-N-E-Y, money. It's not about you, it's about money. It's not about us, it's about money. It's not about this nation, it's about money and power. Money first, power second. And what this story of Dubai ports reveals for those who have been refusing to see, or those who have chosen not to see, or those that didn't get it. What this story of Dubai shows us is that George W. Bush is not about keeping you safe. Him listening in on your phone calls as an American is not about keeping you safe. Because how do we know that? His torture, wanting to torture human beings, is not about keeping us safe. Us going to Iraq is not about keeping us safe. Colin Powell going before the UN Council and saying that we had evidence to go into Iraq is not about keeping us safe. Post 9/11 policies of restriction of our constitutional rights is not about keeping us safe. How do we know this? Dubai helps make it, as Malcolm X used to say, makes it plain. Malcolm X used to always say, make it plain. The Dubai policy by this current administration makes it plain. It's not about safety, it's about money. Because this administration, through its own mouth, through its own actions, has said We have to weigh the economic future of our country, our economic opportunities with foreign nations, against public safety. And in a post 9/11 world, this administration is saying that money won out in this case. How you like him now? How you like him now? And there's more. You want more proof, little ones? You want more proof? The Bush administration secretly required the company to cooperate with future U.S. investigations before approving its takeover of operations at six American ports. And it chose not to impose the other. As part of the $6.8 billion purchase, state-owned Dubai Ports World agreed to reveal records on demand about, quote, foreign operational direction of its businesses at U.S. ports. Those records would broadly include details about design, about maintenance, about operation of ports, and about equipment. Sounds good, right? Sounds reasonable, right? You and I, my house. You at the gate of getting people into my house, and you're from another place, and I don't know you. And you say to me, let me give you my records on how I operate. Let me give you the records about the detail of my program. Let me give you the records about the maintenance of my program. Let me give you the records about how I'm going to operate this gate in front of your house, and how am I going to operate the equipment. This is what Dubai said to the United States. We'll give you those records. What did the administration that says it's all about safety, so much about safety, that we have to eavesdrop on American citizens? What did George do? The administration did not require Dubai to keep copy of these records on U.S. soil, where they would be subject to court orders. So in other words, the United States of America, if this was your house and you were bringing in somebody you didn't know from another place that you didn't know anything about, that had a bit of a record about not liking your family, to guard your house and give people access to your house in order for you to make money, in order for your family to be able to travel freely. If you were to say, yeah, I want your records about how you operate, how you design, how you maintain, what your equipment is, but you can keep it at your house where I don't have any opportunity to demand those records through the court systems of the country where I live. How you like him now? How you like George now? George Bush also did not require the company to designate an American citizen to accommodate the U.S. government requests. Is this unusual? What the hell? What do you think? Of course it's unusual for the government not to require that. Outside legal experts say that obligations are routinely attached to U.S. approvals of foreign sales and other industries. Huh. Ooh, how you like him now? You feeling safe, baby? Are you clear? In a post 9/11 world, this administration has made it clear it's never been about keeping you safe. Never, ever, ever. It's about getting power for them. It's about getting control for them so they can get more money for them. That's what this is about. That's what this is about. And it's never been about anything else. And oh yeah, George W. Bush, was unaware of the sale until the deal had already been approved. My name is Liz Brown. This is a wake-up call. You need to get to me. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about how they're taking away your liberties. We're going to talk about labor camps. We're going to talk about Pentagon surveillance. We're going to talk about a homeland defense programs. And we're going to talk about George Bush's mysterious new programs. Stay with me. And know the strength of truth. In every soul there is a memory, a standing tall, the proudest we could be. I cannot fall, for I recall we were born in.
It was 31 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Look at the Sours traffic and weather. Sours traffic is sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Eastbound 44 from 141 to Merrimack River Bridge looks good. Northbound 55 from Imperial Main to Butler Hill. No problems to report there. Northbound 270 at 44 is flowing freely. Eastbound 70 at 370 at Dumbbell. Look for no problems there. Westbound 270 from Illinois 203 to 67. Look for no problems there. Everything should be running smoothly. Southbound 270 at Tesson Ferry. There's an incident. It's cleared to the ramp, but there may be some delays. Eastbound 40 at 141 and 270, look for no problems with 40. Eastbound 40 from Lindbergh to 170 looks good. Eastbound 40 from Boone Bridge to 270 looks good. Westbound 5570 to Poplar Street Bridge is on the move. Westbound 64 to 5570 split looks good. Northbound Route 3 at 5570, look for no problems report. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing looks good. Route K at N, look for an injury accident. Westbound Manchester at Ballast, look for a water main break, and the left lane is closed. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle. Through the end of February, visit your Toyota dealer and purchase 4 tires, and you'll receive 3 complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Partly cloudy today, high around 60. This evening, partly cloudy, not quite as cool, with a low in the mid-30s. Saturday, colder, partly cloudy, high in the mid-40s. Saturday evening, colder, partly cloudy, with a low around 20. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy, with a high only in the lower 40s. Currently, at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 32 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 31, both under clear skies. The wind chill outside makes it feel like it's 24. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on a wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
Hi, my name is Cheryl.
Hi, my name's Dove.
And we are the hosts of the new Crime Time Live talk show on WGNU.
Do you have a question that you've been dying to ask a private investigator?
We will take your questions and discuss topics that you won't want to miss every Monday night at 10.
Need to get a background check?
How do you protect yourself when looking for Mr. and Mrs. Wright?
Can't find someone that owes you money?
Find out how on Crime Time Live, Monday nights at 10.
Did you know that you can have the Leaf Slugger gutter protection system installed by United Homecraft and eliminate gutter cleaning forever? In fact, they guarantee it. The best part is, the Leaf Slugger gutter protection system installs over your existing gutters. If the winter weather has damaged your gutters and they need to be replaced, United Homecraft can do that too. With one phone call, you can stay off that dangerous ladder, stop cleaning the mess from your gutters, and save a bundle with a $250 instant rebate during their preseason sale going on now. The Leaf Slugger system will also keep you from spending thousands of dollars this spring in repairs to your home from water damage. Call United Homecraft today for a free, no-obligation estimate at 1-888-731-2052. That's 1-888-731-2052. The Leaf Slugger Gutter Protection System by United Homecraft, one of St. Louis's oldest and largest contractors. United Homecraft is a participating member of the iTex Trade Exchange. Your iTex trade dollars are welcome.
No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you. Friday morning at 8, Gina Page, president of African Ancestry Incorporated, returns to the wake-up call to talk more about the DNA analysis of ethnic heritage and ancestry offered by her company. Plus, all week long, we are registering listeners for one free DNA analysis test courtesy of African Ancestry. The winner will be announced during the interview Friday morning. And to add more high drama, Liz Brown herself has had this test done, and her results will be revealed Friday as well. So don't miss all of the excitement Friday morning at 8 with Gina Page of African Ancestry Incorporated right here on the award-winning Wake Up Call. Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Off my shoes, jumping in the water, wash away these blues. Now into the ocean, current takes hold. Words already been spoken, tales already been told, hearts already been broken, wounds already been healed. Do you want to be loved? Do you wanna be loved for real? Do you wanna be loved for real?
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. Oh my goodness, we have so much stuff to talk about. 4540400 is the phone number. 4546609 is my fax. My toll free long distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Get to me. Barbara.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Yeah, well, I'd like to say that we all had our scenarios as to how this administration would truly be outed. However, maybe God had a better scenario by their own ambitions. And it's truly painful to me as a veteran in the Army and Air Force. I'm 62 years old. I was a servant of America. And I'm a female. And I went in 1963, just before Kennedy died. And I believed in it until the lies became evident to me in my individual experience of that. But I'm just saying this to say this. All of us should wake up and recognize with this new program they have coming out on Katrina, the military, not whose military, whether it's the paid military or our military, wake up and recognize we might be genocided any time there's a hurricane or a tornado. Wake up, African American, Black American, Minority Americans, wake up.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
4540400 is my phone number. Detention centers. January, Army Corps of Engineers awarded Halliburton a $385 million contract to construct detention centers somewhere in the United States to deal with an, quote, emergency influx of immigrants into the United States or to support the rapid development of new programs. You think that's where they would have shipped Katrina people? Had it existed? Huh? And the thing that people have not focused on is the part of the program that says it, that deals with the quote rapid development of new programs. What kind of programs are we talking about that would need to be able to be housed or built by Halliburton to house 5,000 people? People are saying, well, let's just be real. If you declare martial law, you need some place to put the 5,000 people that ain't going down easy with martial law. Labor camps. There was also another little notice item posted at the U.S. Army's website about the Pentagon Civilian Inmate Labor Program. This program, quote, provides Army policy and guidance for establishing civilian inmate labor programs and civilian prison camps on Army installations. Did you hear what I said? Please, did you hear what I just said? There was an item posted at the U.S. Army's website about the Pentagon's civilian inmate labor program. Civilian, non-military inmate program. This program provides Army policy and guidance for establishing civilian inmate labor programs and civilian prison camps on Army bases. Little Guantanamos, if you will. Baby Guantanamos. Why the use of the word Guantanamo? Because Guantanamo is a place where this good government of ours went to imprison human beings precisely because it was outside of the, from their view, it was outside of the reach of American law. A military base is also outside the reach of the laws that you and I know. So, where else can they house you if they decide to declare martial law? Well, Halliburton's new hotel for $335 million. And now Army bases are gearing up to house a bunch of civilian inmates. How you like them now, sweetie? How you like them now? You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Dee,
I don't
that?
Like him, and I think it's time for everybody to get scared and go crazy. I don't like it at all. It's really scary. Turning every country in the world against us.
Building prison camps for us on American soil.
I know. I don't know. It's beyond me. I was in Chicago. I got this paper in Dago. It's a Chicago black paper. It was referring to a lot of the things about the King's funeral, about the uninviting of Harry Belafonte. Would you like for me to drop that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Okay,
454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. I enjoyed your show, and yesterday I really enjoyed it about
CIA and
CIA and
torture.
Also about them with these boom boxes. I don't like the boom boxes, but I certainly don't like the thought that this is Nazi Germany. You have a caller who used to say that. This is becoming Nazi Germany. Now, if you got the boom boxes on your car, even though you're not using them, you can still be impounded. They can just take your car. Now, the car's not paid for, but they're going to take your car. Mm-hmm. This is the way that the family gets to school, gets to work. But they're going to take your car. This is Nazi Germany. And people better wake up, and like your previous caller said, they really better wake up and start thinking about this. And you know, I always tell you about parents should talk to their children. Parents better start talking to their children, and they better start studying about how Hitler started, because he started by always demonizing, and we are being demonized, and some of us really want to ignore that. We need to stop and smell the roses, as expression goes.
All right.
But thank you so much.
Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. Let's take a break. Four more opportunities to be part of the pool of people that are going to be blessed. Some lucky person is going to be blessed with an opportunity to find their African ancestry. Listen up.
For the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck. This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Scottsdale. Taser International says it is developing a new version of its stun gun weapon. This is going to be a shotgun shell, which will incapacitate subjects not only with the trauma of blunt force, but also with electrical shock capacity. It's designed to hit targets from up to 300 feet instead of the current 25-foot limit for a taser unit. This new version is expected to be available for use next year. And Dateline New York. The United States has an embargo on American companies and their foreign subsidiaries from doing work in Iran. But Dick Cheney's old employer, Halliburton, has found a way to get around that law. The company has entered into a partnership with Iran's Oriental Kish Oil Company, which is worth over $300 million, the deal that is, to drill for gas in southern Iran. There's a loophole in the law, though, that allows for a foreign subsidiary to operate in that country if it is acting independently of its parent company and has no American executives. The Treasury Department is investigating whether Halliburton has violated sanctions by doing business in Iran. The Oriental Kish Company has contracted out the work to a subsidiary of Halliburton, which is based in Dubai and registered out of the Cayman Islands, and uses staff that are non-Americans, which allows the company to skirt the law. This is your wake-up call global news update. No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 weekday afternoons on AM 920 WGNU. Then, stay tuned for Dave Linehan.
Did you hear? Jenny Peterson is celebrating Mardi Gras, New Orleans style. I'm Susan Smith-Harmon. Join me as we hook up with Jenny Friday at 1. She'll give us a GNU perspective of the rebuilding of the Crescent City live from New Orleans. That's Susan Smith-Harmon and Jenny Peterson reporting on progress in the Big Easy this Friday at 1 on WGNU, where we're discussing what matters most to you.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right. Where else, are you going to get your washers, your dryers, your stoves, your refrigerators, and the best customer service in town? Sears, of course, at Union and Natural Bridge. Jerome Williams is the owner, black-owned, black-operated. Also, they are certified minority business. So you need to put some refrigerators in your apartment buildings. You need to put some washers in your laundromat. Why don't you get on over to Jerome Williams, work out a wonderful deal, and tell them I told you to. Get your shop on.
Friday morning at 8, Gina Page, president of African Ancestry Incorporated, returns to the Wake Up Call to talk more about the DNA analysis of ethnic heritage and ancestry offered by her company. Plus, all week long, we are registering listeners for one free DNA analysis test courtesy of African Ancestry. The winner will be announced during the interview Friday morning. And to add more high drama, Liz Brown herself has had this test done, and her results will be revealed Friday as well. So don't miss all of the excitement Friday morning at 8 with Gina Page of African Ancestry Incorporated right here on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Around the world, behind the story, it's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. Living my life as an African, soon to be African, with knowledge of my country where I come from. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Well, good morning. This is my favorite person.
Good morning. How are you, Korean veteran?
Oh, fine. How are you this morning?
I'm outstanding.
I got my map of Africa out, so when they let me know where you're from,
then
I'll be there.
All right.
But why I call you, Miss Brown, this morning, I was sitting here thinking about games that probably you played and I played as we grew up called hide and seek.
Mm-hmm.
And this administration, the Bush administration, is playing hide and seek with America. But I'll say one thing. There was a fighter back in my time, Joe Louis. You probably heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
A one-punch knockout man like I was. I said this about you. The Bush and them can run, but they can't hide because you expose everything they do. You know what they're going to do before they do it.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax, and my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Ha. I know some more secrets, because that's what I feel like doing this morning. I feel like revealing secrets. There was a secret Pentagon, and I quote, Information Operation Roadmap. And it was approved by Donald Rumsfeld. Can you smell the fire and brimstone? How about just the brimstone? Approved by Donald Rumsfeld in October 2003. It calls for, and I quote, a full spectrum information, operations, and notes that, quote, information intended for foreign audiences, including public diplomacy and psychops, is increasingly consumed by our domestic audience and vice versa. Psychops messages will often be replayed by news media for much larger audiences. And here's the drumbeat, please. Drum roll, please. Including the American public. So let me try to break it down for you so that it forever stays broke. Let me break it down for you. You're a good government. Is building and giving hundreds of millions of dollars to Halliburton to do so. Detention camps designed for rapid, large-scale detainment of citizens and non-citizens, okay? Your good military has been approved by the Pentagon to start creating and housing civilian, you hear what I'm saying? Civilian prison camps on army bases. They want to house them, and they're going to build them on military. Now, okay, they'll mini Guantanamos, if you will. And now your good government, and the ones that won't protect you, won't protect your ports from being foreign operated without being properly vetted. The same government that won't protect your ports and say that they can't protect it because that would discourage foreign investment in the United States. They sold out your security rights on the altar of the almighty dollar. They're now saying, and the same government that says, it's my country and I'll spy if I wanna, is saying to you, they're saying to you, I can spy on you when I want to. I can build prison camps for you. I can build detention camps for you. I can put civilians in prison camps on army bases. And I'm not going to stop a billion-dollar deal going through on Dubai, letting Dubai control or manage our port. The same administration is saying, we will also lie until we get tired. We will have psychops programs, not just to be used on the terrorist enemy. Unless, of course, they've got a whole lot of money, then my enemy becomes my best buddy. Psychops will be used on your ops. Okay? That's what our good military is saying. And they said it with the words, psychops messages will often be replayed by news media for much larger audiences, including the American public. Oh, Jesus, God. Jesus, God. They ain't shamed of nothing. They ain't shamed of nothing. Huh? Also, FYI, as long as we are running down, as long as we're breaking it down so it stays forever broke, what your good government has been busy about doing. After 9/11, Bush issued Military Order Number 1, which empowers him to detain any non-citizen as an international terrorist or enemy combatant. So what does that mean? George Bush said he was no longer running the country as a civilian president. He is running it. He gave himself power to run the country as if he's General Patton. How's that? How do you feel about that? The cheerleader flyboy who didn't fly anywhere because he's too drunk, is now the general making the decisions about who's an enemy combatant and who ain't. Hi, you feel good? Does that feel good to you? Ooh. Three cheers for the red, white, and blue, right, y'all? I guess you do want to find out what country in Africa you come from, so you can get a passport just in case. Just in case. Whew. Whew. Three more chances, y'all. Three more chances to get your name in the drawing to find out your African ancestry. Huh? Will I be saying, living my life as a Kenyan and loving it? Will I be saying, living my life as a Nigerian and loving it? Living my life as Zulu and loving it? Huh? We'll find out in the 8 o'clock hour. Y'all have three more chances to find out which part of Africa you're going to be living your life as and loving it. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have so much good stuff coming at you. So much good stuff because we care. I'll be back after the break with Looking Black. My guest African journalist this morning is Michael Fauntroy, assistant professor of public policy at George Mason University, writer. We're going to talk about some stuff. Don't want to miss it. I'll be back.
If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger.
I think it's scary, you know, to sell our borders and our land to foreign countries. It's outrageous.
An angry port worker in Baltimore who does not want an Arab-owned company to take control of that facility or five others across the U.S., and now the deal is on hold. More from ABC's Pam Coulter in Washington.
The maritime company owned by the United Arab Emirates is willing to delay its management takeover of a half dozen U.S. ports, and President Bush will go along with what is in effect a cooling-off period. The president has said the more people learn about the transaction, the more they'll be comforted our ports are secure. He'll now have more time to make that case to Congress and the American people.
This may have helped to sweeten the deal for the White House. The United Arab Emirates gave the Bush administration $100 million to help Hurricane Katrina victims only a few weeks before it made the offer to buy the company that runs the ports. Well, Mardi Gras is in full swing in New Orleans, but not everyone's in a party mood.
On Bourbon Street, the bars are open and the crowds are growing, but half of this city is still uninhabitable, and there are large groups of people who say New Orleans needs to deal with its own residents before welcoming the out-of-town partiers. Cynthia Hubert lost everything in the flooding.
I can't come back home because there's no homes to come back to.
But others say Mardi Gras is exactly what this city needs because it'll bring in revenue. Alex Stone, ABC News, on Bourbon Street in New Orleans.
Sunni and Shiite leaders across Iraq are holding joint prayer services as a daytime curfew continues. They're trying to stop a wave of sectarian violence. More than 100 people have been killed over the past few days. Sasha Cohen will have to settle for a silver Olympic medal. The American figure skater fell twice during her long program. She's trying to look at the bright side, though, of the whole situation.
I enjoyed the end of it, and I was really proud of that. But, you know, I got off to a rocky start, and that was tough.
Japan took the gold, Russia the bronze. This is ABC News.
I'm a check-and-go store manager. Providing extra cash for your needs is our business. Almost anyone can use some extra cash now and then. At Check-and-Go, you can get the cash you need, and we'll hold your personal check until payday. Contact us, and we'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check-and-Go near you, or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is.
Call 1-800-300-0464. 1-800-300-0464. 1-800-300-0464.
A hostage standoff at a Phoenix office of the National Labor Relations Board is over. The gunman now in federal custody. The FBI says George Curran took 9 people, including a judge, hostage and kept police at bay for 7 hours. Curran was apparently angry about a federal employment issue involving his wife. Did you have a tough time deciding what you were going to watch last night on TV? ABC's Dave Alpert says you weren't alone if you did.
She was watching the Olympics.
I've been waiting for this. My favorite Olympic event, ladies figure skating.
But everyone else in the house was watching the first 4 contestants get voted off American Idol.
Oh.
At the same time, the finalists were strutting their stuff on the dance floor.
Welcome back to Dancing with the Stars.
Tonight, you're voting for the champion.
And the granddaddy of reality shows, Survivor, was also on at the same time, giving VCRs and TiVos a real workout. Dave Alpert, ABC News.
Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Ransmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, the St. Louis County Police Department is investigating possible unlawful activity in the Melville School District's Information Technology Department. A joint statement from Melville Superintendent Timothy Ricker and School Board President Rita DeKemper says the district is cooperating fully with police and is also conducting its own investigation. District officials do not believe that any students were affected by the alleged unlawful conduct. Police and district officials have not released any more details. Baton Rouge Mayor Melvin Holden says he agrees with the recommendations of a White House report on Hurricane Katrina. The report calls for the U.S. military to take a larger role following such events.
I think with the military and the state and local government all working together, this amounts to nothing more than a plus for all of us because we don't want to see a repeat of what happened during Hurricane Katrina.
Holden was in St. Louis yesterday for the Creating Healthy Communities, Ending Homelessness Conference at St. Louis University. The St. Clair County Health Department and Eastside Health District will test part of their disaster plan today. An exercise this afternoon at Southwestern Illinois College in Belleville will test plans to distribute medication from the Strategic National Stockpile to first responders in a natural or man-made disaster. Future exercises are planned to practice dispensing medications to the general public. Finally this hour, Washington University's main campus will be renamed in September. What is now called the Hilltop Campus will become the Danforth Campus in recognition of Chancellor Emeritus Bill Danforth and his family. Danforth served as Washington University's chancellor for 24 years, beginning in 1971. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle. Through February, purchase 4 tires from your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and receive 3 complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Bransmeyer for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by State Farm Insurance. Westbound 40 at Big Bend is an accident reported in the left lane. Northbound 55 between Route M and Merrimack Bottom, no problems reported. Northbound 270 at 44 looks good. Westbound 270 at Illinois 203 and 367, nothing to report there. Eastbound 40 from 141 to Mason and eastbound 40 from Spady to Lindbergh look for, no problems to report there as well. Left lane on westbound 44, 4 miles west of Route WW is closed for construction work. Eastbound 70, 370 look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 from Boone Bridge, 270 looks good. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the PSB is flowing freely. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge, there's congestion that has been cleared. And northbound Route 3 onto the ramps of the Poplar Street Bridge from 8th Street on looks good, as well as westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Gravel Pit to Laclede's Landing. Nothing to report there as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by State Farm Insurance. Switch to State Farm and your great driving record could help you get great discounts. Talk to Agent Jeff Strickland in St. Charles today and get your reward here and now. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Partly cloudy day, high around 60. This evening, partly cloudy, not quite as cool, with a low in the mid-30s. Saturday, partly cloudy, colder, with a high in the mid-40s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy, with a low around 20. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy, with a high only in the lower 40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 34 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 34 as well. Wind chill outside makes it feel like it's 24. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call, It's Looking Black. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Young brothers, help me, sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Young brothers, help me, sisters. To use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
Well, the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
All men are created equal, yet many are denied equality.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome to this week's edition of Looking Black, a review of issues that have impacted your life this week and where they may take us next from differing perspectives. Here's Liz Brown and our guest journalists for this week.
Welcome, welcome. We have a winner. We have a winner. So get off my phones. Get off my phones. And welcome to Looking Black. What's Looking Black? Every Friday we have a chat with an African journalist somewhere in the world to get his or her reflections on the news of the past week. What are the stories to be watching? What are the stories to be talking about? What are the issues to be looking at? We're going to be doing that, and we do that every Friday on Looking Black. I'm Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget, we are streamed, that's right, on the web 24/7 at WGNU.net or LizBrown.com. How about this? The wake-up call, my show, is archived every day at WhiteRoseSociety.org. So if you've missed an hour, go get an hour. You want some additional information about some of the shows, some of the issues, some of the topics that have been covered on this show? All you got to do is go to my website at LizBrown.com. And don't forget to check out the Cornerstone Oh, we have some good stuff there. My favorite, of course, is the George Bush Doesn't Care About Black Folks t-shirt. You got to check it out. I'm Liz Brown. Let's get to it. Our guest this morning is Assistant Professor of Public Policy at George Mason University, joining us from Washington, D.C., Michael Fauntroy. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing very well. How are you?
I'm outstanding. So what were the stories out there that caught your eye and ear and attention last week, Michael?
Well, I think the port deal is the really big story. You got the port deal, you got, you know, the continued movement of the Republican Party away from the electorate as it shapes up to the November elections. I think those are the two really big stories. But the port deal is particularly curious to me. I think it's the worst combination of racism and politics. You know, I think it's racism because, you know, and I want to set aside for a second whether or not the deal actually should be done. I'm talking about the reaction to the deal itself. You know, it's racism because there are plenty of people who want to stop the deal only because of where the new owners come. And I have a problem with that because many of those same people, you know, who oppose this deal seem to either not know or not care that virtually every port in the United States is managed by a non-U.S. company. And almost all of the ports in California are managed by Asian interests, including Chinese companies. And China has done more to hurt the United States economically than any other country in the world. So I'm troubled by that. Then the politics of it, of course, is Democrats, whenever, you know, the president, you know, the opposition party, whenever it has an opportunity.
Wait a minute. What's that, what was that word you used? Opposition.
I'm using the word in theory. The theoretical opposition.
Okay. All right. Much better.
The theoretical opposition has fallen all over itself to make noise about this deal. And the only grounds on which I think the deal is legitimately challenged is that it now appears, according to Senator Levin, that the administration hasn't followed law and policy and regulation to make sure that the deal was done properly. And if that is in fact the case, then Democrats have every reason to jump up and down about this.
Well, do you think it's fair to say, Michael, that most Americans were blissfully unaware that the control of our ports are controlled by countries outside of America?
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that. Most Americans are unaware of most things that are going on to what's happening in the country. And you know, I'm glad you raised that point because there are a couple issues here. There's port management, there's port ownership, and then there's port security. And according to administration officials, the only part of, only one of those three variables that's that would be controlled by this UAE company would be port management. Allegedly the port security is going to continue to be done by U.S. governmental officials. Now, that doesn't necessarily make me feel good because less than 5% of all containers that come into American ports are actually being inspected and to be sure that there's no hazardous material or weapons of mass destruction or bombs or that sort of thing.
Well, shouldn't we be concerned about it from the perspective of, given the fact that most Americans didn't know this, is it legitimate to now raise the question of whether or not this is how we want our country to operate, that the control of our ports could be in the hands of a foreign entity, that the management of some of our ports could be in the control of a foreign entity, regardless of where they hail from, or that the security of our ports could be in the hands of a foreign entity? I mean, it's hard enough to, and impossible enough to be able to check the different containers that come into our ports. Lord, can't we control something like that?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And that's and that is why I think those who oppose this solely on the fact that these folks are from the UAE are missing the point. The larger question that I haven't heard asked nearly as enough is, where are the American companies? Are there no mm-hmm. American companies that can do this work?
Well, there is one. Halliburton.
Apparently.
Exactly.
Yeah, but therein lies the larger question. We, you know, many America Firsters in particular lament the fact that American business is allegedly being frozen out of certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is, there are companies around the world that are doing great things. And you will recall that in the aftermath of World War II, almost all European ports had been destroyed and needed to be rebuilt. So most of the cutting edge technology on port management is in Europe and in the Middle East, which has developed through oil through oil over the past few decades, and has also gone to the head of the class in terms of port management. So it could be that the actual best company to do it is not an American company, to the extent that any exists.
That we are left unprepared to do so.
Exactly.
So, but the other piece of this, because as you said, that this story covers so many different facets of our politics, our xenophobia, our intolerance, and also our ignorance, and many people's ignorance of what actually goes on in this country. Don't you think that one of the things that we should be talking about is the fact that the administration appears to be saying, in defense of this decision, this $6 billion decision, that economic interests should weigh in making the decision on security for this country?
I'm deeply troubled by that, but I'm also not surprised. I mean, that's what this administration is about. I don't think there's any question there. I think, you know, for deals like this, security has to be the first concern.
Especially, and I guess to me, and if there were an opposition Democratic Party, they have every legitimate grounds to say, wait a minute, hold up, this is the post 9/11 administration.
Sure.
Every policy that has been foisted upon us, every spy, every psychop, false news story that's been put in our papers has been defended on the grounds of we live in a post 9/11 world, and now they're saying, well, you know, money does make a decision on whether or not you're going to be secure or not.
Yeah, again, you know, this is a money administration. This is a well-connected money administration who, time after time and decision after decision, be it security, economics, education, health care, has chosen large corporations and business interests over the American people. And that will trump everything, including security, and it needs to be the other way around.
And this is a great opportunity to demonstrate that it does trump security.
No doubt.
Now, is it completely illegitimate to discuss the Arab issue, Arab connection at all, given the connection of the Bush family to certain Arab interests?
I think it's legitimate to raise it. I really do. I think that, you know, when you say that two of the nine hijackers in September 11th came from the UAE and that the UAE has a mixed record on the war on terror, I think it's legitimate to raise the questions. But, you know, the other part of that is if you're serious about trying to build democracy in that part of the world, you have to be willing to do business in those countries. And if you aren't willing to do business in those countries, you're literally saying to them that their money is no good. And add to that the fact that if this deal ends up getting shut down, that the message that is going to send to that part of the world is the U.S. I'm talking about to moderate governments, so to the extent that they're moderate, that the U.S. cannot be trusted on long-term deals that may cause a little internal fuss in the United States. And that message right there may mean more and may have a more negative effect than virtually anything else.
Talk about the domestic cost of this. Talk about the political domestic cost of this and George Bush and his Republican Party. Is this a Harriet Myers moment or worse?
This could potentially be worse, and here's why. Harriet Myers wasn't about national security.
Mm-hmm.
This has national security components to it. And President Bush has staked his presidency on his ability, to the extent that he can, keep America safe. And here he is engaging in a deal that can be perceived politically as doing the exact opposite. Plus, we're in an election year in which the wheel is beginning to turn away from Republicans. You have Republicans all around the country beginning to get skittish, and they don't want to go out and have to defend this foolishness. So you see a schism beginning to develop between Republicans in the House and Senate who have to run in tight races, and the White House, and those who are in safer seats on the other side who are able to say, well, wait a second, let's have cooler heads prevail here. And that schism, I think, is what's going to drive some of these seats in the Democratic hands this fall.
Does it? But on the other hand, Michael, does it give the Republicans, weak Republicans, an opportunity to sound off with their constituents and show that they don't walk in lockstep to George W. Bush and that they are tough on security?
Well, it does give them an opportunity to stand up on the table and say, I'm not an apologist for the Bush administration. Mm-hmm. You're right about that. However, these folks also have records.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go through their records and say, well, so-and-so is standing on the table now and saying that, you know, they're independent of the administration, which, by the way, is so unpopular that everybody at some level is going to want to be independent of it. But the fact is, the same representative has voted with the Bush administration position 94% of the time. So how independent are they really?
How does this bode for it's a fact that George Bush is a lame duck president, but nevertheless he has articulated that there are some things that he wants to get done.
Did you say Bush and articulate?
I didn't say he articulated. I didn't say he is articulate. I said he articulated. Okay, absolutely not. But he has articulated, his administration has articulated, that they do have some plans for the remainder of his term. How problematic is this port issue going to be with them trying to get, you know, the rest of their terrifying message out?
Well, saying you have a plan and actually having a plan are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
And they are just saying that in some respects, and I'm not saying they don't have any plans, of course they do, but I say saying that in some respects is just a way to keep their opponents at bay a little,
mm-hmm.
and to give their supporters a reason to hang in there. So they're going to continue to talk about, you know, reform and Social Security.
But how can they, with the noise of this port issue, and it, last week it was Cheney shooting a 79-year-old man in the face and the heart. How can they get their message?
Well, therein lies the dilemma.
Uh-huh.
You know, all of these interests are competing for each other. And I wrote a column that's going to be coming out soon that talks about how the Republicans this November are having a serious problem with trying to get their message out in the context of Jack Abramoff,
mm-hmm.
and Scooter Libby and Dick Cheney shooting folks,
mm-hmm.
and Fort Neal and all these other things. So the time is going to tell whether or not the negative stuff is going to override what they perceive to be their positive stuff.
It's almost, it feels like a perfect storm brewing for this administration. Like every negative thing that could happen is starting to be clear even to those that have their eyes wide shut.
Yes, but you know what? I don't want the theoretical opposition, as we call it now,
mm-hmm.
to overplay their hands on this. You know, you still have to, the Democrats still have to offer alternatives that seem to be attractive to the people.
Well, and you heard about the Democrats, of course, making Paul Hackett step down, the Senate candidate in Ohio, the Iraqi war veteran.
Right.
Are they capable of snatching or will they snatch a defeat out of the mouth of victory?
Well, that's always possible. And in the case of Hackett, and I should say that while I felt like his story was attractive, I felt like he should have run for that House seat again against Gene Schmidt. That seat is ready to be taken.
But he gave his word. He said, I gave my word that once I got into the Senate race, I
would. No, I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that. You give your word, you got to stick with it. But I think that he allowed his ambition to get ahead of everything else.
But he could, I mean, I guess, my thought on that, Michael, is that the winning the Senate seat would have sent an even stronger message, and he was gathering up steam for that. The Democrats have been unable to come up with a single person to replace him in that race, and I guess
in the Senate race.
No, in the congressional race.
Right. And that's why I believe that congressional race was his to be had. Mm-hmm. Now he was going to be in a Senate race with a sitting representative who was going to be able to raise a substantial amount of money. You were going to have two strong candidates,
mm-hmm.
in one race, as opposed to having two strong candidates in two races.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. Now Hackett is now upset, and he's going to go around the country saying Democrats don't, you know, are using war vets, and so that's going to have to be contended with. But
yeah.
I just felt like in that race in particular, that should have been handled better months ago.
But remember, the Democrats asked him to do that.
They asked him to jump in because they didn't see Sherrod Brown getting in. And Sherrod Brown, for our listeners that don't know, is a long-term representative from Ohio who has a reasonably progressive record and would certainly be an improvement over Mike DeWine, the incumbent. And for those that don't know, he's not black, notwithstanding what
Rush Limbaugh said. Black name must be black guy. Let me get to some of our callers. Sam, you have a question for our guest, Michael Fonfoy.
Well, yes, ma'am. I differ from him when he said the security of the port. Now, they said that what my understanding, like the Coast Guard gonna take care of the security of the water, and the custom gonna take care of inspecting the containers. But the security of the port is surely up to the companies that own the port or run the port. They can hire and fire whoever they want at any time. And so, if you relax with security, if you work for a place, eventually security, the customer thing probably going to relax. And security have to put anything in there they want to.
Thanks for your call and observation. And Michael, I want you to hold your comments, your response to those to that caller. We have to take a break right now.
Okay.
This is Looking Black. I'm Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call where this is Looking Black, and our number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. My guest this morning is Michael Fonfoy, Assistant Professor of Public Policy at George Mason University. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Account Temps. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to Meraz overpass. There's an accident involving a bus that's on the shoulder. Eastbound 44 at Bowles and 270. Look for everything to be on the move. Northbound 55 from Route M at Merrimack Bottom looks good. Northbound 270 from Gravois to Markle Road. No problems report. Westbound 270 from Illinois 203 and 367. Everything's on the move. Eastbound 40 from 141 to Mason look for heavy volume. Then eastbound 40 from Lindbergh to McKnight is also heavy in pockets. And westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker look for slow due to an earlier accident. The left lane of westbound 44, 4 miles west of Route WW, is closed for construction work. Eastbound 70 to 370 is slow. Eastbound 40 from Boone Bridge, 270 looks good. Westbound 64 at the 5570 merge, look for congestion going on there. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge is on the move. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the PSB, those ramps are looking good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Gravel Pit to Laclede's Landing, look for no problems report there. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Account Temps, the world's first and largest specialized financial temporary staffing firm and accounting and financial professionals. Call them today or visit at accounttemps.com. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, partly cloudy, high around 60 this evening. Look forward to partly cloudy skies with a low in the mid-30s. Saturday, partly cloudy, high in the mid-40s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 20. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy skies, a high in the lower 40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 35 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 35, both under sunny skies. Stay tuned. More of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the Wake Up Call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
science or religion, Republican or Democrat, politics, education, crime, or you just want to talk about Girl Scout cookies. What's your opinion? What's your solution? Tell me, Dave Linehan on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in 2 to 4 weekday afternoons on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's go take on the day.
No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. That's 800-376-9913.
Friday morning at 8, Gina Page, president of African Ancestry Incorporated, returns to the wake-up call to talk more about the DNA analysis of ethnic heritage and ancestry offered by her company. Plus, all week long, we are registering listeners for one free DNA analysis test courtesy of African Ancestry. The winner will be announced during the interview Friday morning. And to add more high drama, Liz Brown herself has had this test done, and her results will be revealed Friday as well. So don't miss all of the excitement Friday morning at 8 with Gina Page of African Ancestry Incorporated right here on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
And strong, it does not know defeat. I feel it proud and know the strength of truth.
Looking Black, the week in review, the week ahead, in differing perspectives with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Looking Black. Looking Black, every Friday we take an hour and we have a chat with an African journalist from someplace in the world. We get them from all over the world and we talk about the issues that have impacted us, the issues that have occurred in during this week. We want to get their perspectives on the news stories of the day. Our guest journalist this morning is Michael Fontroy. He's an assistant professor of public policy at George Mason University and he's joining us from Washington, D.C. Michael, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
And the last caller was raising the question of the security issue with regard to the ports.
Yeah, this is the actual on the ground security is where the devil is in the details, if you will, because we don't know all of the terms of the agreement. The agreement may have stricter terms that place some restrictions on hiring and firing. I really don't know all of that, so I want to reserve comment.
But isn't when you talk about the devil being in the details, the concerns that are being raised is that, one, the quickness of with which this agreement was conducted outside of the 45-day requirement. Also, the fact that it appears that so many people were out of the loop in the discussion of this, and it also appears that there are some questions that could be raised of conflict of interest of the people that did make some of these decisions.
Yeah, and all that's going to come out in the investigation that is sure to happen because this issue is too volatile for there not to be an investigation of some sort.
You're right there in the Beltway. What's your prediction in terms of this deal? Is it going to go through?
You know, initially I thought it would because I it just I just think that the political downside in that part of the world for abandoning the deal was higher than the domestic cost of going forward with it. But the longer we, you know, the longer we sit at this, and you know, members of Congress are going home this weekend, and they're going to get an earful from their constituents. And I'm now at a point where I believe it's not going to happen.
And also, isn't it one of these issues, Michael, that it is? It appears to be easy for the American people to grasp this.
Well, I think at some level it is, because you think, oh wow, we're selling our ports to the enemy, and that's an easy, you know, those are easy dots to line up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more to it than that. And trying to get into a deeper explanation for what it's all about. Tends to be arcane and amorphous, and people won't go there with you. They're just going to focus in on why is it that the president, who's supposed to be protecting us, selling our port security to people from the Middle East who were involved in September 11th.
Ex-Peter, you have a question for our guest, Michael Fontroy.
You know, I think the word security is being used in two different ways here. I think the people are mistaken the word security as securing the country, whereas it's also being used as securing the product or the merchandise that's being offloaded in that particular area that has been set aside for ports. There's an area that's set aside from the waters back into the land before a person can come into the country. And before you come into the country, you have to go through a checkpoint where it's through the customs agent. I don't know if you ever had an opportunity to go between two countries before, Liz, but, you know, you go out of Ghana and before you go to Togo, you got an area there that's like a no man's land. You come out of the customs of Ghana, you go through that little area, then you go through the customs
line.
Of Togo.
That's right. That's exactly right. And
yeah,
yes,
that's
I have.
Same thing what you have here. When I don't see, you know, boats come into those ports all the time before people get off those boats, even cruise boats. You have to have a visa. You have to go through the customs. Then you can enter into the country.
So what's the point that you're making with this, Peter?
Well, I'm saying that the whole thing about the security as far as a terrorist going to come through a custom is no more than what it is now. They still have to get through customs. Are they going to come around customs? Then they're really going to be in trouble.
Thanks for your call and comment. Michael.
Yeah, but only 5% of all containers are being checked.
Mm.
So if there's some coordination someplace else and there's some shaky people working on the docks and in the ports and they know that a particular bomb, if you will, is located in a container, an argument can be made, and I don't necessarily subscribe to this, but an argument can be made that that might have a better chance of getting through if the people who run the port are of a mind to allow that sort of thing to happen.
And I guess this is an important time to ask the question of what has this administration done post 9/11, being the we fight terrorists better than anybody else fights terrorists, and we're the only ones that can keep you safe administration. What has the record been of protecting our ports? How much money have they put into the protection of our ports?
Well, I don't know how much money has been put in, but what I know is in 2002. Less than 5% of all containers were being checked. And here we are in 2006, and it's still less than 5% of all containers checked.
Mm.
So whatever they've done,
it hadn't
been focused on that issue. And that's, you know, I mean, again, this was a big issue in the 2004 election. And the response of the administration to this was, well, if you vote for Kerry, you vote for bin Laden.
Ooh,
and this is, again, this is the kind
and
of...
Kerry says, nuh-uh, and that's as far as
yeah, well, he said a little stronger than that, didn't he? Maybe it was a little weaker, I don't remember. But here's the problem with that. The American people get the government that they vote for. And when we don't pay attention to really, what's really going on out here, you know, this is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have a circumstance in which, politically, President Bush may have literally put a noose around his neck
and tied himself to the tree because there is no opposition party. There is no opposition.
But it's a theoretical opposition.
Theoretical opposition party. Alfred, you have a question for our guest, Michael Fontroy.
Yeah, I'd just like to say it. I'll keep it simple. If you own something, you can control. You control it. None of this. Well, we gonna own it, but they gonna take care of this, and we gonna take care of that. If you own something, eventually you will control it.
Thank you, Alfred.
Okay, bye now.
All right. goes back to the whole thing of what America doesn't know about who's controlling, who owns, right, who has access to our stuff.
And also that it's okay for some people to own stuff in the U.S.,
yes,
but it's not okay for others.
So what other stories have been catching your eye out here, Michael?
Well, this is a continuing story. It's not just limited to this week, but that is the run-up to the 2006 elections. Conservative columnist George Will wrote a column that was published in this Sunday's Washington Post, in which he pointed out, or he made the argument, that the statewide candidacies of Michael Steele in Maryland, Lynn Swann in Pennsylvania, Ken Blackwell in Ohio, and Keith Butler in Michigan are, in effect, a harbinger of good things for the Republican Party and in the black community.
You wrote a column about that,
didn't you? I had to write a column.
I know you did.
And effectively what I'm saying is that Will and others who are beating the drums in support for these four candidates are either sniffing glue or not in clear connection with the facts on this. And I just think that each of the four candidates has some things working against them that make it virtually impossible for them to win those races.
And let's start with Lynn Swann.
Well, Lynn Swann has a number of problems, most important of which is he doesn't appear to have much of a platform. He is running on his celebrity.
And outside of saying, Democrats take black people for granted.
That was what I put in the column. I mean, he effectively has nothing to say other than Democrats take black folks for granted, and we need tax cuts to fix what ails Pennsylvania. Now, you know, that sort of sloganeering is fine for pundits and others who want to shake the link between African Americans and Democrats. But that doesn't do much to engender confidence in voters who want serious plans for education, taxation, transportation, crime, and all these other issues on which people cast their ballots. So I think he's running solely on his celebrity, and that's cool in California, but that's not going to fly in Pennsylvania. And add to that the fact that he's running against an incumbent governor who is one of the savviest politicians in the country, and that's Ed Rendell. And so for those reasons, I think Lynn Swann has more than an uphill battle facing him.
And will white Republicans vote for a black candidate for governor?
I think in some parts of Pennsylvania, absolutely, in part because they're strong Republicans. And two, Lynn Swann is among these black candidates who've come up over the past generation or so who are largely deracialized, and they don't scare white folks.
Mm.
And so I think it's easier for those types of candidates, particularly Republicans, to win white votes because they are not seen as particularly threatening. They are not linked with the Jesse Jacksons and Al Sharptons of the world. So they're viewed as innocuous in that way.
Have they had any debates yet, Michael?
They have not. Swann recently was given the endorsement of the state Republican committee, which is tantamount to getting the nomination, and the only challenger, only serious challenger, has pulled out of the race, the former lieutenant governor. And you may recall a few weeks ago, the former lieutenant governor's campaign manager had to step down after saying Lynn Swann was the rich white guy in the race. And that caused a bit of trouble and probably shut the door on his having any real chance for the nomination.
A curious statement. A curious one.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a break. I'm talking to Michael Fauntroy, Assistant Professor of Public Policy at George Mason University. This is Looking Black. Howard, is this our last one? This is the last opportunity that you have, and I don't want you to cuss into the phone when you're caller number 9, okay? We're looking for caller number 10. Listen up. Listen up for the cue of when you're supposed to call. Stay with me. I'll be back.
Burn you.
To register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on a wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So
the wake-up call global news update is brought to you this hour by
Alliance Financial Group. How do the rich get rich? Let Alliance Financial Group show you how. Call 381-8967.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline, Washington. The Bush administration has come out with a statement saying that the United Arab Emirates donated about $100 million to help the victims of Hurricane Katrina, and this shows how close of a relationship the two nations have. The White House also says a total of $126 million has been received from other nations, the bulk of that being that contribution from the UAE. But a Bush spokesperson says there is no connection between the money and the deal on the operation of the six ports. In addition, there's evidence that the United Arab Emirates and one of its family sheikhs gave $1 million or more to the Bush Library Foundation, which runs the George Bush Presidential Library in Texas. There is also another tie established between the United Arab Emirates and a Russian arms smuggler named Viktor Bout. He has been accused by the UN of providing weapons to several oppressive regimes in Africa in recent years, but also made a lot of money selling weapons to the Taliban and its ally Osama bin Laden after it came to power in the late 90s. Most of those arms were smuggled to their destinations through the United Arab Emirates. And the DEA says the opium trade from Afghanistan also passes through the Emirates as it works its way to its western destinations. This is your wake-up call global news update, brought to you this hour by the Alliance Financial Group.
Would you like to earn $500 to $2,500 a month? Have you been turned down for a real estate loan because of bad or poor credit? Would you like to invest in real estate but you don't know how to get started? All you need is the right strategy. Let Alliance Financial Group show you how with a free financial presentation every Thursday, 7 p.m. at the Airport Hilton Hotel. Seating is limited, so call 381-8967.
No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Friday morning at 8, Gina Page, president of African Ancestry Incorporated, returns to the wake-up call to talk more about the DNA analysis of ethnic heritage and ancestry offered by her company. Plus, all week long, we are registering listeners for one free DNA analysis test courtesy of African Ancestry. The winner will be announced during the interview Friday morning. And to add more high drama, Liz Brown herself has had this test done, and her results will be revealed Friday as well. So don't miss all of the excitement Friday morning at 8 with Gina Page of African Ancestry Incorporated right here on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else will you find refrigerators, big screen televisions, washers, dryers, and the best customer service in town? Sears, right at the corner of Union and Natural Bridge. Jerome Williams is the owner. The best customer service. He will treat you like a king. He will treat you like a queen. There is no other full service Sears in the city of St. Louis. You don't have to go to the mall. Don't go to the mall. It'll cost you $500,000 anyway. Get on over to Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. My name is Liz Brown. When you get there, tell Jerome Williams I told you to.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Shadows are falling. Another night in this blue coming down. Oh, misery, I sure could use some company.
Looking Black, the week in review, the week ahead, in differing perspectives with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Looking Black. Our guest, African journalist, is Michael Fauntroy, assistant professor of public policy at George Mason University. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. And, Michael, we have about seven more minutes here.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk some more about. Let's go. We've talked about the ambitions of Lynn Swann. Let's go to Ohio.
Okay. Well, Ohio is Ken Blackwell, who's the current Secretary of State. At the age of 29, he won a seat on the Cincinnati City Council. At the age of 31, he became the mayor of Cincinnati. African American with a long record of political involvement in Ohio. He also, interestingly enough, this is a curious sort of evolution some people go through. If you go back to his college days, he was a far leftist, socialist type, and over the years has evolved, and now he's 180 degrees in the other direction as a rock hardcore conservative, and he's probably the most conservative of the four that we're going to talk about here today. But he's running in a state in which the incumbent governor has an 18% approval rating. And that's among Republican voters. Okay,
That's not good.
He's in single digits among Democrats. The sitting governor, Bob Taft, that is. And Republican office holders all throughout the state are involved in scandal after scandal. And I believe all this is going to have a chilling effect on Blackwell's campaign. Plus, Blackwell is running in a state in which Democrats have begun to show that they're tiring of statewide Republicans. And add to that, Blackwell is seen as by many as being responsible for the debacle that was the 2004 Ohio campaign. So I think if you add all those things up, it's just going to be very difficult for him to get through. And he's running against a pretty strong Democrat.
How important is that race to the Republican Party?
Oh, I think it's critical. Here, of all of the candidates, all of the African-American Republicans who are running, he is the one who has the most experience and is probably the best, and is the best qualified. And Ohio is a state that is used to electing Republicans. So if he is not able to win, then that's a big, big problem for the Republicans throughout the country. If he is able to win, then I think that presents a glimmer of hope for Republicans in the black community.
And he certainly has made his bones in all of the stuff that he has done on behalf of the Republican Party.
No question. He has paid his dues. He served in the first George Herbert Walker Bush administration. He stepped aside in 1998 when he wanted to run for governor to allow Bob Taft to run, and he's paid his dues. So he certainly, he more so than the other candidates, has actually earned his position and can justify a run based on a long career of service.
And since this represents
a harbinger.
A harbinger.
Right.
What black people got coming with someone like Blackwell?
Well, if you're conservative, you I guess that's about it. I mean, I think from a policy standpoint, he's likely to take the state even further to the right. He's going to push through and seek to push through more tax cuts, which means less money for social services, less money for education, less money for transportation, and so on. So if you're into smaller government, he's your guy. Mm. And if you believe that government does have some responsibility in taking off the shackles and allowing people to live their best lives, then he's not the guy.
So who's next?
Well, next is Keith Butler, mm-hmm. who is a former Detroit City Council member. He is running for a Senate seat in Michigan against the incumbent Debbie Stabenow. And this is also a tough race for a Republican, particularly an African-American Republican, to win. He has poor name recognition. Let me back up for a second. Butler is a reverend. He's pastored one of the largest churches in the state, something like 21,000 members. So he has some constituency. But he has poor name recognition outside of Detroit, which is a problem for Republicans because Republicans look throughout the state to try to come up with enough votes to offset what's going to happen in Detroit because Detroit's going to vote Democratic and Detroit is the largest city in the state. So if you have poor name recognition as a Republican outside of Detroit and you can't pull plenty of votes inside Detroit, then I think it's going to be very, very difficult to win that race.
Okay, we have like 2 minutes left, so who's our last harbinger?
Michael Steele in Maryland. Mm-hmm. And Michael Steele has made a number of missteps so far. He is running in Maryland for a Senate seat being vacated by a current senator. And at this point, it doesn't look good for him. He is the darling of the Republican Party, but he's running in a state that is 2-1 Democratic, and the only reason why he's the lieutenant governor is because the Democratic candidate 4 years ago for governor ran a horrible race and picked the wrong person to run with her. So he wouldn't even be in the mix were it not for that mistake. But he's had a number of staff defections and staff reassignments and stump blunders, and are leading some political analysts believe that he's not ready for prime time.
Mm. So I guess George Will is just going to have to keep hope alive, huh?
Yeah, sounds like it to me.
Michael Fontroy, I want to thank you so much for joining us on Looking Black. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Listen, folks, Liz Brown, all right. All right. Next hour. Well, now next hour is this hour. It's time. We're going to do a little bit of a drawing. We're going to talk to Gina Page, co-founder of the African Ancestry Program. And we're going to give away an African Ancestry gift to some special lucky winner out here. And I'm going to find out, living my life as... I don't know yet. So this is going to be awesome. You don't want to miss next hour. I'm Liz Brown. Stay tuned.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress.
That matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Take a break, think about it, talk about it, and regroup. A controversial deal to give an Arab-owned company control of 6 U.S. ports is still very much on everyone's mind. Well, now the Dubai-owned company says it won't close the deal for the time being.
All sides are welcoming this cooling-off period. President Bush now has time to explain to Congress why he still believes national security at the ports is not at risk. Critics had demanded a 45-day review.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. Saudi officials say they stopped an attempt to suicide bomb a major oil refinery. They say they stopped 2 vehicles loaded with explosives. There is no official claim of responsibility, but Al-Qaeda has been calling for attacks on Saudi oil installations. One pipeline, we're told, has been damaged. The daytime curfew continues in Iraq, the nation reeling from days of bloody sectarian violence. ABC's David Curley is in Baghdad.
Shops are shuttered, roads are closed. The streets occupied only by Iraqi police and army units. This on the holy day of the week when Muslims go to their mosques for prayer. The first ever daytime curfew was ordered just hours earlier, late last night, for Baghdad and the surrounding provinces. Most seem to get the message. But in Baghdad's Sadr City neighborhood, thousands of demonstrators are on the streets.
More than 100 people have been killed over the past few days. The battle over who controls the nation's BlackBerry network will come to a head today in a Virginia courtroom.
More than 3 million Americans use the email devices, and some are so dependent on them they develop thumb problems from using the tiny keyboards. But CrackBerry addicts may not have to go cold turkey. Analysts say the device manufacturer could agree to a last-minute settlement or could implement a software workaround that would keep BlackBerries in business.
ABC's Pam Coulter in Washington.
That's
how they let the good times roll in New Orleans, singing the blues. And that song is about Hurricane Katrina. Some say it's not appropriate to celebrate Mardi Gras with parts of the city still in ruins months after the storm. This is ABC News.
Experience the acclaimed Bose Wave music system. It's elegantly small with sound that brings new life to music. Forbes FYI says it sounds like a system that costs 5 times more. David Novak, the gadget guy, adds, it can easily replace whatever component system you currently have. And now it's available with an optional multi-CD changer for hours of uninterrupted music. Call 1-800-611-1617 to order the Wave music system today. Better yet, order it with the new easy-to-use multi-CD changer. An excitement guarantee gives you 30 days to try them together, risk-free. Be sure to ask about the Bose payment plan that lets you make low monthly payments using your own major credit card with no interest charges from Bose. Order by February 28th and receive your choice of a free gift set featuring a full-color 200-page cookbook and inspiring music CD. The Wave Music System and Multi-CD Changer from Bose, the most respected name in sound. Call 1-800-611-1617. That's 1-800-611-1617.
Another gold for the U.S. Olympic team, Julia Mancuso, won the women's giant slalom today. It's the first major victory for the 21-year-old skier from California. Figure skater Sasha Cohen is settling for the silver medal. She fell twice during her long program and finished second behind Japan's Shizuka Arakawa. Now, did you notice something different about this year's figure skating medalist?
The last time an Olympic figure skating gold medalist was in her 20s was 1992 in Albertville, France, when then 21-year-old Christy Yamaguchi won the gold. Since then, the gold medalists have all been teenagers. Oksana Bayul in 1994, Tara Lipinski in 1998, and Sarah Hughes in 2002. This year, all three medalists are in their 20s.
ABC's Aaron Katursky in Torino. You can get just about anything you want at Walmart, and now the discount giant thinks that should include money. The FDIC is looking into a plan by the company to offer basic banking services. I'm Daria Olvinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Hanford Bryant-Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, more than 30 missing pieces of art are in the hands of the FBI following recent recoveries over the last few weeks. Two former employees of an art warehouse in Bridgeton had stolen the art from a couple who lived in Florida. Special Agent Roland Corvington with the St. Louis office of the FBI explains.
We've got a recovery of about 33 works of art, and they were basically taken from Fine Arts Express around 2002 and recovered in 2004 and 5.
The recent recoveries have an estimated value of $500,000. This brings the total recovered pieces of art to about 130 pieces worth a total of about $5 million. Byron Belier and Donald Rash have already been sentenced for the thefts. A controversial religious conference about homosexuality is coming to the St. Louis area this weekend. Focus on the Family will present Love Won Out at First Evangelical Free Church in Baldwin tomorrow. Pastor Gene Monez says the event isn't designed to promote hatred, but rather to show that one can be delivered from a homosexual lifestyle. Promo, a local gay rights group, says this conference is sending out a harmful message to the community. Nancy Hesch, the mother of actress Ann Hesch, will be one of the featured speakers at the Love Won Out conference. Finally this hour, Missouri Senator Kit Bond will outline an early childhood education program for military families today. The Parents as Teachers pilot program will benefit families with young children at 9 installations, including Missouri's Fort Leonard Wood. $1 million in federal funding has been set aside for the program. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by AccountTemps, the world's first and largest specialized financial temporary staffing firm for accounting and financial professionals. Call or visit them today at AccountTemps.com. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Eastbound 44 at Mraz Overpass in Bowles, look for an accident involving a bus. It's on the shoulder. There might be a traffic back up to 141 in this hour. Westbound 270 at Canal Bridge, look for that. Accidents have been cleared, but traffic's still jamming at Illinois 111. Eastbound Page at Westport Plaza, there's an accident cleared at the shoulder, and traffic's back up to 270. Eastbound 44 at Elm, look for a disabled vehicle partially blocking traffic. Northbound 270 from Gravoy to Marshall, no problems to report there. Eastbound 40 from Lindbergh to McKnight, look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 141 from Mason to 141 is heavy as well. Westbound 40 from Hampton to Hanley, look for slow traffic. And eastbound 70 at 370, look for slow traffic as well. Southbound 170 from St. Charles Rock Road to Olive, look for slow traffic as well. Westbound 5570 from 64 onto the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect some sluggish delays there. Westbound 64 at 15th and the 5570 split looks good. Northbound Illinois Route 3 from 8th Street onto the PSB. Those ramps are slow this hour. And westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to Laclede's Landing. No problems to report. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle. Through February, purchase four tires from your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and receive three complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Partly cloudy today, high around 60. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-40s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 20. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under very clear skies, we have 35 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 35 as well. The wind chill out there makes it feel like it's 24, so if you're still going out to the bus stop or whatnot, bundle up this morning. That is a look at this hour's traffic, this hour and weather, this hour's traffic and weather. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how to be the sun. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how to be the sun.
For us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, charity, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equality.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to a very, very, very special hour of the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. I normally start my show with living my life as an African and loving it. But today I'm going to find out if I'm going to add to that, living my life as a Nigerian and loving it, living my life as a Ghanaian and loving it. I don't know. Today, this morning, this hour, we are going to be talking to Gina Page. She is the co-founder of the African Ancestry Program. It's a program. It is an opportunity for African people to really, really find out how deep their African roots go. And we are also going to, on this show, we're going to do something very, very special. I'm going to find out where I came from, what country, hopefully what tribe, my family, where we came from. And then there's going to be some lucky person of African descent out there that's also going to have the opportunity to find out where their tribe came from, where their family came from. So we're going to be doing, it's going to be a very, very special show. So let's get to it. We have on the line, joining us from Washington, D.C., Gina Page, co-founder of the African Ancestry Program. Gina Page, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm so excited.
I feel like I'm back in grade school. You know something that I don't know. But, and before we get to that, because my brothers have been calling me, my family's been calling me, I want to know. But before we get to satisfying that for me, let's talk about what it is that you do and how important this is. African Ancestry Program. Talk to us about this.
Yes. Well, what our company does is we help people of African descent reconnect with their roots. And we do that through tracing their ancestry using their DNA. So what we're really doing right now is almost like a 21st century root. Mm. As black people in America and in the Americas, we really don't know where in Africa we came from, and there really has been no way for us to find out.
And let's talk about that, too, because the challenge to people of African descent is unique, problematic, and hurtful to find an effort to be able to find out where our roots are.
Exactly. We can do genealogical research, and many of us do very successfully. We use family histories, we use court records, birth records, all kinds of legal documents, church records to trace our family lineages back through our mother, our grandmother, great-grandmother. But at some point, we weren't even recorded as people.
There
here in the United States.
And that's the hurtful component of it. I think that tell me what you think about this, that it's a daunting task, first of all, for any American out here to try to trace their roots. But it is doubly, triply, a hundredly daunting for a person of African descent, given the fact that there are so few records, so few written records, and so many unique challenges to us in terms of the naming of us. But I suspect that many people would be willing to go through that component, but then you have to run up, dead up, face up against the hurt of how the records were kept about you and your family.
Exactly. And if any of you or your listeners saw the PBS special that ran on tracing African American lives, oftentimes we were able to see just people listed, you know, black male, age 26, black female, age 14, and you have to extrapolate that if your family was in this area on this plantation and your great-great-grandmother was about this old, then maybe this was her. But even still, you're looking at property lists.
There you go. And therein lies the hurtful component of having to go through that. Doing it through your business, your organization, it takes away some of that pain and gets you to the glory of it.
It does. And I have to say, honestly, though, even with the records, it can be very fulfilling. Because mm-hmm. when you do find that name, that birth record, that death record, it gives you a sense of connection to your ancestry that you didn't have before.
Mm-hmm.
And what our company does is just gives you an additional tool, an additional element that takes you to where your family lineage was prior to that terrible time in our history and opens up a whole new world, a bunch of new questions, and also a thirst for learning about your family. So what a lot of people are doing is taking our test, and then it makes them wonder, well, okay, I don't know much about my family, so let me start looking
there
at
you
the
go.
Records. So,
but
get
also,
the good news first.
There you go. And that's what
and
that,
then you do the hard work.
That's what I'm talking about. And also, just the psychological piece of this, Gina, the how strong you feel after finding out where you came from gives you the motivation to, okay, I know where I started. I don't have to start at the place where I was taken and root through that to get to where I am. I know where I started. I'm stronger now. I can go face this other piece.
Exactly. It's very powerful, Liz, the impact that this is having on people. I mean, people are starting schools on the continent. People are opening up economic opportunities for the continent. People are learning. I had one guy talk to me last week who has traced a few different lineages and found ancestry among a few different groups. And he's like, I think he's in his 60s. He says, now I have to learn 5 languages, and I'm going to do it. You know, so people are really empowered on so many different levels to do something differently now, and that's the beauty of what we're doing.
Tell us some of the stories of the people that's one of them, but tell us some of the other stories that you have been told as a result of people finding out, African people finding out where in Africa they come from.
Well, my favorite is a couple in Chicago, Illinois, who called because they were planning to adopt a child. And they wanted to adopt a child from a culture that they shared a history with. So the husband traced his maternal and paternal lineage through us, and then the wife traced her maternal lineage through us. And so I thought, oh, this is so exciting. I can't wait to find out. And I sort of lost touch with them. I didn't want to be aggressive, you know. Uh-huh. What happened? But then I got a call last month from the wife, and they decided to adopt a child from Nigeria.
Because that's where they were from.
Because that's where one of them shared ancestry. That, to me, is a full circle experience of how this is affecting people's lives.
Going home and coming back.
Exactly. Mm. Another one of my favorites, which is actually always gives me goosebumps, is a woman here in the D.C. area was very excited about an upcoming family reunion and started doing a lot of research on the family, and found out in the course of her research that her maternal grandmother, her mother's mother, they had called her whole life Margaret Ann. And in the course of her research, she found out that actually her grandmother's name was Morgana, spelled Morghana. And one of her teachers, as a young child, decided that she shouldn't be called Morgana, that she was going to be called Margaret Ann. And for some reason, that name stuck with the family. Well, we sent her maternal ancestry, which is her mother's 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 line, and her maternal ancestry is common among the Akan people living in Ghana.
Wow.
And that just gave us chills here in the office because, you know, there are things that happen in our families, mm-hmm. particularly in naming, mm-hmm. that we had no idea why.
And that is a Ghanaian name.
Well, it has the word Ghana in it.
There you go. There you go. More Ghana. There you go.
Exactly. Exactly. So she was needless to say, her family reunion was a huge hit.
And that's another way, a friend of mine, the way that this can be used, a friend of mine called me the other night and he was talking about the show and talking about how long it takes because he said he had a family reunion coming up and he wanted this to be a gift to his family reunion to be able to, you know, come and say, this is where we're from. You know, do people use it for that?
Oh, absolutely. People are doing it. Some people are doing it like your friend before the reunion
uh-huh.
and then bringing the information to the family. Some people are sharing the process with the family and then passing the hat so that they can trace several lineages because often family reunions aren't just celebrating one line of the family.
There you go.
But are celebrating many lines of the family. When you have everybody there, you can figure out who's going to take the test, you know, who's going to provide their DNA. And it really is a good time for sharing the information with the kids. That's another good way to get the kids involved in family reunions. I know that's a struggle, is how do we get the young people engaged in these family reunions? And so this is another way to do that.
And this being 2006, it just seems so magical to me, Gina, that there are now going to be these babies, these young people who, there will be generations who grow up knowing from the get-go where they came from. How is that going to change the world? Isn't that wonderful?
I can't even speculate. I have a friend in New Jersey who had taken our test and told me a story about one of her friends whose son school celebrates Ancestors Day every year. And they're in a racially mixed community in New Jersey. And every year, the woman said, you know, I dress my son up in kente cloth, and he goes to class and says he's from Africa. And last year, he said, Mommy, I don't want to say I'm from Africa anymore. Tommy DiNapoli doesn't say he's from Europe. He says he's from Italy. I want to know where in Africa I'm from.
Mm.
And this, you know, so I can't begin to imagine what kind of impact this is going to have on our kids growing up with the information.
From the very beginning.
Yep.
From the very beginning, because you're talking about people that after 60 have decided, well, I'm going to learn foreign languages. I'm going to go back and I'm going to involve myself, invest in my country on the continent.
Yeah. And so many of us, I've learned from my elders, Liz, that so many of our elders were taught that they didn't have a history before slavery.
Mm.
They couldn't even, there was nothing to learn.
Mm.
There was nothing to even discuss. And so, it's just, again, this is just such powerful information for those of us who feel it's important. And
well, do people now, with these results, because for too many generations to even articulate, people either were taught that there was no history of people of African descent after or before enslavement, are people that you're talking to then that have done the testing through your African Ancestry program, are they now talking more globally? Are they thinking globally now?
I definitely think so. One of our first customers, Kwame Bandeli in Chicago, he when he traced his lineage, it went back to Liberia.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in 2003 when the U.S. was trying to determine what its policy towards Liberia was going to be. And he was lobbying his congressperson.
As a Liberian?
As a Liberian.
Ah!
I think that people, you know, it's definitely, because it's giving us a place in the world,
mm-hmm.
and it's giving us a perspective that's different from our perspective as Americans. And so I definitely think, particularly with the first thing people wanting to do is go travel to the country, that's giving you a global perspective right there. There are people who've never traveled in the United States who are traveling to Africa.
And again, I go back to the daunting piece of it. Africa as a continent is daunting.
It is huge.
Okay, first it's physically huge, and then you have the decision of, okay, where do I want to go in Africa? And a lot of people, because it's so daunting, choose not to do anything at all. And if you know that you come from Chad, if you know that you come from Sudan, if you know that you come from Ethiopia, that's where you go.
Right. This weekend we participated in the Pan-African Film Festival in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And had the good fortune of celebrating the African ancestry of different celebrities, for example, Louis Gossett Jr.
Where is he from? Yeah.
Louis Gossett Jr.'s results were common in two countries, which are present-day delineations, Sierra Leone and Liberia.
Wow.
We also tested Jim Brown.
Uh-huh.
Whose ancestry is shared with the Hausa people in Nigeria.
Wow. And what do we know about the Hausa people?
What do we know about the Hausa? Well, they're one of the largest groups in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
Hausa actually refers to both a language and the ethnic groups that speak it.
Mm-hmm.
But at their peak, independent Hausa states stretched from the borders of present-day northeastern Nigeria to to the Niger River, and then from the Jos Plateau to the fringes of the Sahara. So it was a huge, huge state. Today it's a very hierarchical type of culture. The society is strongly patrilineal. And
well, that works for Jim Brown, doesn't it?
And they're strongly devoted to Islam.
Isn't that interesting?
So what I wanted to tell you was that Kimberly Elise, the actress, was one of the honorees at this night of tribute. And she said, I've never traveled to Africa, and now I have a starting point.
There you go.
Her ancestry was actually one we don't find often, which was common among the Songhai people in Mali.
In Mali. Now, and that's the other piece of this. A lot of people come from the coastal areas, right?
Yeah, we know historically that the majority of enslaved Africans were taken from West and Central Africa, from Senegal all the way along the coast down to Angola. There was also a fairly significant amount of slave trade traffic between Mozambique and Madagascar and South America.
Okay.
But for the most part, yes, we were taken from the west and central coast of Africa.
And we have a couple minutes before we have to take a break. But when you do this, when you do the DNA testing, you can take people to tribes?
Well,
how does that work?
What we do is we identify the present-day country in Africa mm-hmm. that has people living in it with whom you share ancestry. And then the people in our database of African lineages have self-reported as belonging to an ethnic group. So people will say, I belong to the Hausa group, or I belong to the Songhai, or I belong to the Mandinka in Senegal. Those certainly are social and cultural groups, okay? Those aren't genetic groups, aren't genetic delineation. Mm-hmm. So we give you the country with which you share the genetics, and then we also often are able to tell you what group or groups in the country that you share a cultural history with.
Wow. And we have to take a break, but when we come back, Gina, I want to give a giveaway, and then I want you to make the announcement.
Okay, great.
Where my people come from. I'm talking to Gina Page. She is the co-founder of the African Ancestry Program. And Gina, is there a phone number that people can call to get to your program?
Yes, we are in Washington, D.C. Our telephone number is 202-723-0900. You can also find us on the web
at
africanancestry.com.
And that number again is 202-723-0900. You don't want to miss it when we come back, folks. Some lucky person of African descent is going to get an opportunity to find out where their people come from. And Ms. Gina Page is going to make the announcement of where part of my family comes from. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Strong brother, cause there is no one above you. I want you to know that I'm here for you. Oh, he's misunderstood. Yes, I'm saying that
good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Account Temps. Northbound 270 at Ladue, there's an accident on the right shoulder. Southbound 270 at Page, there's an injury accident. All lanes are blocked by equipment at this hour. Northbound 55 at Richardson and Butler Hill, expect normal traffic. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and Big Bend, look for slow traffic going on there. Eastbound 70 at K and 79, look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 44 between Mraz Overpass and 141, look for that traffic to be easing this hour. Southbound 170 at Brentwood and 40, look for traffic in the right lane. Eastbound 40 between 270 and Hanley, look for slow traffic as well. Westbound 64 at 15th and the 5570 split. Look for slow traffic there. Northbound Route 3 at 8th Street and the Poplar Street Bridge, you have slow traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way on to Laclede's Landing looks good. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by AccountTest, the world's first and largest specialized financial temporary staffing firm for accounting and financial professionals. Call or visit them today at theaccounttemps.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Partly cloudy, high around 60 today. This evening, not quite as cool. Partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Saturday, colder, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-40s. Saturday evening, colder, partly cloudy with a low around 20. Then on Sunday, partly cloudy skies with a high around the lower 40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 35 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Fields reporting 35 as well. The wind chill out there is still a little brisk. It makes it feel like it's 24, so the clear skies with the sun is a little deceiving. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
The hallmark of any successful business is growth, and the lack of it is the main reason why small businesses fail. That's why you can't afford not to advertise, because getting the word out about your business brings you new customers. And there's no more effective and affordable means of reaching those new customers than with WGNU Radio. Call our sales manager, Brian Kay, during regular business hours at 314-454-6660. He'll be glad to show you how WGNU can help your business grow and succeed.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. This is the station that discusses the issues that matter most to you. And if you have a problem with personal work or family relationships, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in to Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Weekday afternoons from 2 to 4. Then go do the right thing.
After saving the world, a super family like the Incredibles needs a super vacation. And Disney on Ice has it with their new show. Disney presents Pixar's The Incredibles in a Magic Kingdom Adventure. Join Mr. and Mrs. Incredible, Violet, Dash, and Jack-Jack as they meet Mickey and Minnie and enjoy the Magic Kingdom's most popular attractions brought to life on ice for the very first time. See them rocket through Space Mountain. Brave the ghostly thrills of the Haunted Mansion. Whirl around the Mad Tea Party. And when Syndrome shows up to spoil the fun, the Incredibles blast into action. And every child at the show gets a free Incrediband to help save the day. Come share this Disney on Ice adventure with your super family.
Playing March 15th through the 19th at Sabbath Center. Get your tickets today at all Ticketmaster outlets or online at DisneyOnIce.com.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. My number is 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to check out any of our archives, so easy. Go to whiterosesociety.org. I'm iPodded there as well. And also, WGNU is streamed at WGNU.net or LizBrown.com. Check out LizBrown.com if you want to check out some of the guests. If you want additional information, you want to know a little bit more, get to LizBrown.com. That's LizBrown.com. This is a very special show this morning, a very, very special show. We're tracing our lineage. We're taking a trip to Africa to find out where we came from. Our guest this morning is Gina Page. She is the co-founder of the African Ancestry Program. She is joining us from Washington, D.C. And Gina, welcome back. Right now, can we have some, not a drum roll, we need a little bit more African than that. Let's do a little African beat here as we draw a name for the lucky person. And Gina, this is a gift from you all, right?
Yes, it is. We were so excited about the St. Louis community after we were on your show a couple months ago, and we decided that we wanted to make, we just got such a warm reception and a lot of calls from people, from your listeners, so we decided that we wanted to offer a test this month to one of your listeners so that they could trace their ancestry. And the test that we're giving away is our MatriClan test, which will trace the lineage of a mother's, 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 mother's line all the way back.
Wow.
So we'll tell the person what the ancestry is, if it's African, Native American, whatever we find. And then if it's African, which it most likely will be, we'll place it in a present-day country in Africa for you.
Excellent. So you hear this noise. Joe, you want to come in and hold the box? Hear this noise. We are. We have all this week. We gave people an opportunity to call in and be the 10th caller to get their name placed in the hat. Joe is going to hold the box because he's going to mix them up a little bit there. And I'm going to reach into the box and pull out the name of some lucky listener. Now, if you hear your name, if you're listening right now and you hear your name, I would love for you to call in and share with us what you're feeling now when your name has been pulled. Okay, here we go, here we go, here we go. Let me pull a name out. And it's done. We've got the name, and I'm opening it up right now. And the name is Paulette Ship. Congratulations to Paulette Ship. You are a lucky, lucky winner. And apparently you're from the Illinois side. On the Illinois side. Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much. Paulette Ship, if you are listening, please give us a call. And if you didn't hear, we're going to call you and let you know and give you the wonderful information. Now, Gina, I want to know, where do I come from?
Well, Liz, now, for you, we decided to trace your father's line. And so we sent our MatriClan test kit to your brother, Ernest. And he swabbed the inside of his cheek. It was completely painless, just like a Q-tip. He rubbed the inside of his cheek, sent us back his swabs, and we sent them to our lab. And in our lab, we extracted his Y chromosome. Now, that's DNA that he got from your father that you didn't get. Only men have Y chromosomes, which is why we used your brother. And your brother got that Y chromosome from your father, who got it from your grandfather, and so on and so on. And so this represents your paternal genetic ancestry. And so it's with great pleasure that I tell you that we successfully identified your paternal genetic ancestry, and that Y chromosome DNA that we determined from your brother Ernest's sample shares ancestry with two groups in Nigeria.
Wow, what are the groups?
The Yoruba people and the Igbo people. And what? While these groups may be different socially or culturally, there are people within them who share the same genetic ancestry.
And
so
what?
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So what do we know about the Yoruba people and the, is it Igbo?
Igbo.
Igbo.
Yeah. Well, let's see now. The Igbo were mostly an autonomous group until the colonial era. And then during the colonial era, they became very active traders. And Nigeria was mostly a British colony, so they worked very closely interacting with the British. But the Igbo played a central role in the struggle for Nigerian independence. And Nigeria's first president was an Igbo man. They have a long history of cultural achievement. They're known for their metalwork and their wood carving and their weaving. They've been traders, like I said, from ancient times. And today, most Igbo are Christian, and they have a very high literacy rate.
And the Yoruba people.
Okay, let's see what I can tell you about the Yoruba. Now, most Yoruba speakers live in southwestern Nigeria, and they are the majority in Lagos, which is Africa's second largest city. Let's see, they're traditionally the most urbanized African people, and Yoruba speakers fall into many different groups. However, they share a similar culture, mythology, and artistic tradition. You know a lot about, or we hear a lot about Yoruba religion,
mm-hmm.
certainly in countries like Brazil and Cuba. So they have a very complex religious belief. Let's see, what else can I tell you about
artistic?
Yoruba? Huh?
Artistic?
Yes. Well, we definitely know that they're artistic. And art historians actually consider 13th and 14th century Yoruba bronzes and terracotta sculptures among Africa's greatest artistic achievements. So you come from a creative, very creative group of people in Nigeria.
Oh, thank you so much. I am so excited. You know, I want to get off the air right now. I want to get off the air right now and start searching stuff.
Now, when we sent the packet of results to your brother, and we're also going to send one to you, but we faxed them earlier this morning to Howard, so he had the material.
He just handed them to me right now. I have a certificate of ancestry, African ancestry, hereby certifies that Liz Brown shares paternal genetic ancestry with the Yoruba and Igbo peoples in Nigeria. And I also the wonderful thing about it also is this letter that you send to people. Tell the listeners about the letter.
Well, what we try to do is explain in not too technical terms how the analysis works and a little bit about the people, what's included in the results, which, as you said, if there's a certificate. One thing I didn't fax, there's also a map so you know exactly where on the continent Nigeria is. I know you didn't need to know that. And we include a book, which is called The African Ancestry Guide to Western Central Africa. So you have something right there. If you don't have your computer on, you can go straight to the book, which is what I was reading from when you asked me about the Yoruba and the Igbo, to learn something about the people. We also have an online community, Liz, so you and your brothers, and I don't know if you have sisters, but you and your family members will be able to log on to our online community and talk to other people who've taken this test to share ancestry with Nigeria or wherever, Sierra Leone or Ghana. So we try to not just tell you where you're from, but give you some tools that you can use to learn more about those people.
Oh, I'm so excited for this break right now because I am running to my computer. Let me give people your phone number, Gina. 202-723-0900. That's 202-723-0900. If you want to. And Gina, what can people do when they call that number? What will they be able to do?
Well, they'll be able to ask questions. They can order kits. We also encourage people to go to our website. There's so much more information online than we can give you over the phone. That's AfricanAncestry.com. But on there, we explain the science. You can see a map of which countries are included in our database. You can use a chart to figure out who in the family you want to test, their articles. There's so many resources on that site, so I hope that your listeners will go there as well.
And I want to give the number for those of you that don't have access to the net, 202-723-0900. And this makes a wonderful present, too, doesn't it?
Oh, well, as you can see, I'm sure your brother, in fact, your brother who took the test called me, and I talked to him yesterday, and he said, I'm going to be listening so I can find out. I might say that I had to ask his permission
to
give you the results.
Yeah,
because they are his, it's his DNA.
That's right.
And we only give the results to the person who took the test, but he faxed over his signed consent that I give them to you, even though you're his sister, they're your results too. I wasn't going to be able to do it without his consent.
And you know, I called him. I said, "Did you send that stuff? Did you send that stuff so I can do this?" So yes, he's listening. Hello, Ernest. He's listening right now. And Howard's giving me a hold up here. What's the hold up? Oh, we're trying to reach that. Well, why don't we go ahead and try to reach her, and then we can, do we have her? Because we have our winner. Our winner is Paulette Shipp. She won we got her on the line. Let's get to Paulette Shipp. Which line is she? Line two? Line five. Paulette, congratulations!
Wonderful.
Are you excited?
You know something? I have been searching my background for years, and I always wanted to know. I came from an African grandfather was trying to take his family back to Africa to find out this made absolutely wonderful.
Congratulations, Paula. I know you're excited. Thank you so much for participating, and congratulations. And you know what? I'd love for you to come back on the show and let us know what you find out, okay?
I will. And see, let me tell you this one little bit of it, because it was so important. My grandfather was the president of the United Negro Improvement Association in the Midwest with Marcus Garvey.
What a gift. Thank you so much, Paula.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Listen, folks, we're going to take a break. This is Liz Brown living my life as a Nigerian and loving it. I'll be back.
The Wake Up Call Global News Update is brought to you this hour by
Alliance Financial Group. How do the rich get rich? Let Alliance Financial Group show you how. Call 381-8967.
This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. Dateline Bombay. The Coca-Cola Company is slowly becoming persona non grata in India. A number of communities in India are accusing the soft drink maker of causing water shortages and contaminating drinking water for their populations. Last year, a plant in Kerala was shut down by local officials due to pollution issues. Coca-Cola operates 52 plants in India, half of which are company-owned. 3 years ago, the BBC did an investigation and found out that some bottling plants were giving away waste products to farmers that contained toxic chemicals, and they were being given away as fertilizer. A year later, a regulatory agency discovered that Indian Coca-Cola products had higher levels of pesticides in them than did other Coca-Cola products in other parts of the world. The company has denied those accusations and says it invests heavily in India and its plants provide thousands of jobs for local residents. And Dateline Ankara. Turkey and Saudi Arabia have suspended gasoline exports to Iraq because they have not gotten paid for recent supplies. Iraq has refineries that produce some of the nation's gasoline, but much of it has to come in from other countries to meet demand. Saudi Arabia and Turkey provide well over half of what Iraq needs. This has happened before, most recently in January, after Iraq owed Turkey $1 billion for gasoline deliveries. In addition, Kuwait has also cut off fuel deliveries now because it has not been paid on time. Shortages have become so severe all over the country that officials in Iraq are now trying to buy and import fuel from Iran, a country the United States has drawn up plans to attack over its nuclear program. Contract mismanagement and corruption inside the government are believed to be the main reasons for this fuel crisis. This is your wake-up call global news update, brought to you this hour by Alliance Financial.
Would you like to earn $500 to $2,500 a month? Have you been turned down for a real estate loan because of bad or poor credit? Would you like to invest in real estate but you don't know how to get started? All you need is the right strategy. Let Alliance Financial Group show you how with a free financial presentation this Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Airport Hilton Hotel. Seating is limited, so call 381-8967. 381-8967.
Did you hear? Jenny Peterson is celebrating Mardi Gras, New Orleans style. I'm Susan Smith Harmon. Join me as we hook up with Jenny Friday at 1. She'll give us a GNU perspective of the rebuilding of the Crescent City live from New Orleans. That's Susan Smith Harmon and Jenny Peterson reporting on progress in the Big Easy this Friday at 1 on WGNU, where we're discussing what matters most to you.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right, big screen televisions, washers, dryers. How about a treadmill? How about some tools? It's almost springtime. What about a new lawnmower? You need to go on down to Sears at Union and Natural Bridge, where they have the best customer service in the state. I'm telling you, Jerome Williams will treat you like the king and queen that you are. You don't have to go to the mall. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Go to the Sears in your own neighborhood at Union and Natural Bridge. Get your shop on. I'm Liz Brown. When you go to Sears, tell Jerome Williams I told you to.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Para donde vas? Para donde vas? Para donde vas?
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. I am talking to Gina Page, the co-founder of the African Ancestry Program. She's joining us from Washington, D.C. And Gina, welcome back.
Thank you.
I ran to the internet to try to get some more information about the Yoruba and the Igbo people. I just want to share with everybody what it feels like to finally be able to know where to put your finger on of where you come from, and it is, I just feel like I have this mission that I was noticing all of the different languages, all of the different dialects, and I'm getting ready to adopt a baby. So now I'm thinking, okay, well, I'm going to get this wonderful Nigerian name to give to my baby. I mean, there are so many things that you want to do now that you found this out.
Yeah, and you are not alone. I mean, people really are impacted in such a wide range of ways, and it's personal for each person, so people do it in their own style and in their own way.
And I've been to Ghana, I've been to Sudan, I've been to Ethiopia, and I haven't been to Nigeria. So now I know where I'm going this summer.
Now I know. And you have to take your family, because the
Absolutely.
Good thing about this test is it's not just you and your brother who share this ancestry.
That's
but
right.
Anyone who descends, well, actually everyone on your father's side.
That's right.
But directly, it's anyone who descends from a man on your father's side. So your brother's children, your aunts and uncles, your uncle's kids, your grandfather's brothers and sisters, their kids. It's really a family piece of information that was all generated from your one brother's DNA.
And talk to us about, because we have about five more minutes here. My challenge in getting my test done was my mother's mother's mother was white. And that was a challenge for me. Can I get my maternal side tested for my African connection?
Well, sure. You just if you think about it, on your mother's side, you have a grandmother and a grandfather,
mm-hmm.
and each of them has a mother and a father. So you have lots of other lines on your mother's side of the family besides your maternal grandmother's line.
So
what you could do is trace your maternal grandfather's line
mm-hmm.
and see where that leads.
And so when we put it all together, if you do both the because you can do both the paternal and the maternal test with you all.
Right. We trace both sides.
And so I could find out that I have Nigerian roots on my father's side and then a completely different country on my mother's side.
Right. And most of the time that happens, if you think about it, we each have 8 great-grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fortunate enough to have been able to trace 7 of those 8 great-grandparents' lineages.
How did you do that? How do you trace 7 of them? Who do you
My father was able to trace 2 great-grandparents, his mother's mother and his father's mother, because men can do both.
Mm-hmm.
And then my grandmother's brother was able to do one. My grandfather's still living, so he was able to do one. So it takes different family members to be able to trace different lineages, but it can be done.
So
actually have a chart on our website that'll help you figure out, you know, I'm tracing my father's mother's line. Who would have to take the test? And that chart can help you.
So that way that you can figure out who's alive, who you can get to do this.
Right, and it's okay, for example, if your grandfather's no longer with us, because if he had children or if he had brothers and sisters who had children, then chances are there's someone living today. But what I wanted to tell you is that I found 4 of those lineages were Nigerian.
Wow.
One was Angolan, one was Liberian, and one was Portuguese.
Wow.
So we do find a wide range of African ancestries, and often when we trace the paternal line, we find European ancestry as well.
So tell me again the website and the phone number for the African Ancestry Program.
The website is AfricanAncestry.com, and our phone number is 202-723-0900.
Gina Page, thank you so much. Thank you.
It's a pleasure and an honor to be able to share this information with you.
Oh, thank you so much. And let me give out that phone number one more time, 202-723-0900. And if you didn't get that number, Howard will have it for you. So call in on our business line to get that number. Gina Page, thank you so much for this very special gift.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend learning about Nigeria.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown living my life as a Nigerian and loving it. And congratulations to Paulette Shipp. Congratulations. And thank you all so much for listening. We'll be back with Healthy Futures. This is our cooking day. Our cooking day. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. An Arab company about to take over 6 U.S. ports says it's willing to hold off for a while. The idea to let the White House and some anxious lawmakers settle their differences over the deal. Opponents say it's too much of a security risk. Well, now we've learned that the president wasn't the only one who learned about the plan just before it was announced.
A third cabinet secretary has confirmed he didn't know about the approval of the controversial ports deal, even though Michael Chertoff's Homeland Security Department was in charge of the process.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. Saudi officials say they stopped a suicide bombing at one of the nation's major oil refineries. Authorities detained 2 vehicles loaded with explosives. 1 pipeline was damaged. There is no official claim yet of responsibility. Another protest in Iraq, this one in Baghdad's Sadr City. As a protest continues for several more days, the nation still reeling from the bloody sectarian violence. Over 100 people killed over the past few days. The top Shiite cleric is now calling for unity with Sunnis, but some say it may be too late for that.
I just spoke to the American ambassador. He admits that he and Iraqi officials do fear this country is on the brink of civil war. The coming days are very critical.
ABC's David Curley in Baghdad. Are you addicted to your BlackBerry? If you are, you'll probably be paying very close attention to a trial today in Richmond, Virginia. Here's ABC's Pam Coulter.
The maker of the popular BlackBerry and a company that claims patent infringement face a courtroom showdown as a judge decides whether to enforce an injunction on email service. More than 3 million Americans use BlackBerries, including Bush administration officials, members of Congress, and journalists. Some people are so dependent on them they develop thumb problems from using the tiny keyboards. But CrackBerry addicts may not have to go cold turkey. Analysts say a shutdown is highly unlikely, with the possibility of a last-minute settlement or a software workaround by the manufacturer. Pam Coulter, ABC News, Washington.
This is ABC News.
Experience the acclaimed Bose Wave Music System. It's elegantly small, with sound that brings new life to music. Forbes FYI says it sounds like a system that costs five times more. David Novak, the gadget guy, adds, it can easily replace whatever component system you currently have. And now, it's available with an optional multi-CD changer for hours of uninterrupted music. Call 1-800-611-1617 to order the Wave Music System today. Better yet, order it with the new easy-to-use multi-CD changer. An excitement guarantee gives you 30 days to try them together, risk-free. Be sure to ask about the Bose payment plan that lets you make low monthly payments using your own major credit card with no interest charges from Bose. Order by February 28th and receive your choice of a free gift set featuring a full-color 200-page cookbook and inspiring music CD. The Wave Music System and Multi-CD Changer from Bose, the most respected name in sound. Call 1-800-611-1617. That's 1-800-611-1617.
Couple more medals for the U.S. Olympic team. Julia Mancuso won the women's giant slalom. She gets the gold. The men won the bronze in curling. It's the first medal in that sport for the U.S. Now, the U.S. wasn't quite so lucky when it came to figure skating, though.
Gold medalist Shizuka Arakawa of Japan skated beautifully, but the women's figure skating competition here may be remembered for who did not win the gold. Irina Slutskaya of Russia took bronze, and American Sasha Cohen won silver.
It's heavy. gives you a little bit of a neck ache, but it's wonderful.
After she failed to land her first two jumps, Cohen said she thought her medal pursuit was over.
It's a little gift, you know, for persevering through a lot of hard times over a lot of years.
Cohen said she'll see how her body holds up before deciding whether to compete in the 2010 Olympics. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Torino.
A stark reminder, in New Orleans, life is not back to normal after Hurricane Katrina. One of the floats in last night's Mardi Gras parade was empty except for a black banner to remember the people who are still missing after the storm. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
St. Louis, this is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a Jefferson County man will be sentenced on April 10th for a drunk driving crash that killed his 10-year-old daughter. Philip Bohm of DeSoto pleaded guilty yesterday to involuntary manslaughter in the December 2004 crash that killed his daughter Paige. Prosecutors are recommending a 5-year sentence. A fire at a West St. Louis restaurant remains under investigation. Yesterday's fire heavily damaged the Chinese Express at Clayton and McCausland. One firefighter was treated at the scene for minor injuries after a fall. While the cause has not been determined, authorities think an electrical problem may be to blame. Finally this hour, a patient advocacy group is calling on Congress, private insurers, and researchers to take action to improve the nation's mental health care system. This is in response to the first-ever report about the state of depression in America, which reports depression is a leading cause of disability and suicide in the United States. Dr. Ellen Frank, a professor of psychiatry and psychology at the Pittsburgh School of Medicine, says the report highlights a growing problem.
We're only seeing about 50% of the people suffering from depression getting any treatment at all, and only about a quarter of those get adequate treatment. We really need to do something about this because it's robbing our nation of potential valuable productivity.
Statistics show that 19 million Americans suffer from depression, and the economic burden is $83.1 billion every year. More information is available online at www.dbsalliance.org. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Accountemps, the world's first and largest specialized financial temporary staffing firm for accounting and financial professionals. Call or visit them today at accountemps.com.
That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Northbound 55 at Park is an accident cleared. All lanes are now open. The left lane at westbound 44, 4 miles west of Route WW, is closed for construction work. Eastbound 44 at 141 in Miraz. Look for no problems to report. Westbound 70 at Kings Highway, that incident's been cleared. Disabled vehicle has been removed. The I-70 reversible lanes are closed for maintenance. Northbound 170 at Natural Bridge is an incident reported to be debris in the roadway. Southbound 270 at Doherty Ferry and Big Bend, look for maintenance operations having the center lane closed. Westbound 40 at Laclede Station, look for maintenance operations. The exit ramp is closed there. Eastbound 40 between Kings Highway and Boyle, there's a disabled vehicle reported. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle. Through February, purchase 4 tires from your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and receive 3 complimentary oil changes free. Toyota, moving you forward. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, partly cloudy, high around 60. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Saturday, partly cloudy, high in the mid-40s. Saturday evening, look for colder conditions, partly cloudy with a low around 20. Then on Sunday, partly cloudy again with a high in the lower 40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have mostly clear skies, 35 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 35. The wind chill, however, makes it feel like it's 24, so the sunny skies are deceiving. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in 2 to 4 weekday afternoons on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's go take on the day.
Did you know that you can have the leaf slugger gutter protection system installed by United Homecraft and eliminate gutter cleaning forever? In fact, they guarantee it. The best part is the leaf slugger gutter protection system installs over your existing gutters. If the winter weather has damaged your gutters and they need to be replaced, United Homecraft can do that too. With one phone call, you can stay off that dangerous ladder, stop cleaning the mess from your gutters, and save a bundle with a $250 instant rebate during their preseason sale going on now. The Leaf Slugger system will also keep you from spending thousands of dollars this spring in repairs to your home from water damage. Call United Homecraft today for a free, no-obligation estimate at 1-888-731-2052. That's 1-888-731-2052. The Leaf Slugger Gutter Protection System by United Homecraft, one of St. Louis's oldest and largest contractors. United Homecraft is a participating member of the iTex Trade Exchange. Your iTex trade dollars are welcome.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Sharing in this city's splendor and glory.
more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man. Charity, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Time once again for Healthy Futures, the weekly radio program that provides you with information on how to take better care of yourself and live a more healthy life. Remember, good health truly is in your own hands. And now, Healthy Futures with Liz Brown and our guest for this week.
Welcome, 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 welcome to Healthy Futures. I am in the studio with Linda McKirkland. Linda, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm great.
And today is Friday. So that means that we're going to be, and this is the last Friday of the month.
Yep.
And that means we're going to be doing some food preparation up in the house here.
Right, today we're going to let Liz do some stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, before we get... You didn't tell me that.
I know.
You didn't tell me that. Well, share with us, before we start the preparation part, share with us, as we always share at the very beginning of the show.
Again, I'd like to always thank the listening audience for tuning into the show every Friday. We really appreciate you and appreciate the time that you give in listening to the show. Secondly, I'd like to thank Support a Child International and Eternity Deli for sponsoring the show, Liz, every week. And we just thank you for having us. The purpose, again, that we're here every week is just to remind the listening audience that we're working to bring back health to our community.
Absolutely.
And we're also wanting the community to know that the power of health and wellness is really in your own hands.
Right.
It's based on the decisions that you make every day. So we just come to, again, to empower you to provide information so that you can take it one step further and look up the information, do the research yourself, because we don't want you to take everything that we say as blanket gospel.
Absolutely.
You know, we want everyone to do the research for themselves, to come to some kind of conclusion.
And we want to, and as I'm feeling what you all want to do here, Linda, is we want to prick your interest. We want to bring some things to you that you may not have thought about, and then give you the tools to go further down the trail, go further down the journey of how do I live healthier.
Absolutely. It's the same concept that we talk about with our children in the after school programs. We don't want to tell people, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need mm-hmm. to eat this way.
Mm-hmm.
We want to provide enough information so they can come to that conclusion for themselves,
mm-hmm.
which will make it better for them in the long run, because then they own their own whole idea of health and wellness.
And also in changing habits, Linda, you can't tell somebody to change their habits.
You can't tell them.
You can't tell anybody.
You can't make them.
No, and you can't tell them to change, and then you can't make them to change. You can't make them change their habits.
No.
People have to come to their own place and their own time.
Absolutely.
And their own ability to change a habit. And that's another one of the things, one of the reasons why we do this show, is to give people the tools to support them changing a habit.
Absolutely.
Because I'm drinking extra water. If I don't understand why it's important for me to put all this water in my body, how
every cell in my body requires that it has a certain amount of water, that everything in my body is connected to the amount of water. And if I didn't know that, by the time I feel thirsty, my body is already hurting because I haven't put enough water and liquid into it.
That's true.
I need to know that, because that's the thing that is going to empower me and motivate me to do that.
Absolutely. That's true. And again, it's ownership. Everything is about ownership, because in these days and times, there's so many things that are bombarding us on a daily basis. But there's nothing that we can do without health and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't matter who you are, what you do, where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do it.
That's right.
And so we've got to put health and wellness to the forefront of our lives on a daily basis.
Very good. And today, since it's food preparation day, what are we doing today? What you making me cook up in here?
Today we're going to be dealing with tofu.
Okay.
And I wanted to bring tofu to the table, first of all, because it's such a well-known staple, especially for people who are trying to make the transition from a meat-based diet to a plant-based diet. And tofu is a well-known product, but we're going to talk a little bit about it today. What I've done is I've already prepared some lightly battered tofu.
Mm-hmm.
I have three pieces for Liz to taste.
Okay.
And we're going to have Liz to make an actual tofu salad.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
So we have all the ingredients here.
Well, let's talk some more about tofu. Let me taste some of the tofu that you have prepared here, and tell people what exactly what you've done with this.
Okay, first of all, when you work with tofu, when you even go to open the package, the first thing you want to do is to always smell your tofu, and if the tofu should not have any odor to it at all. If you smell it and it has any odor, don't use it.
Okay.
Again, because that again, you have to be aware of expiration dates on the product and everything. So you want to be very careful about that. When you're working with tofu, tofu is a very pliable food. It's like a sponge. It soaks up any and everything that it touches. So you can put vegetables with it. You can make some desserts. You can make lasagna. I mean, anything that you want the tofu to do, it absorbs the flavor. And we're going to give some recipes toward the end of the show.
What's in tofu?
Tofu is basically a byproduct of soybeans.
Mm-hmm.
It's soybeans that is kind of coagulated.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes up with this little curling cheese-like look.
Mm-hmm.
And then what the manufacturers do is they just then press it down into blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are also different kinds of tofu.
Mm-hmm.
You have your firm tofu, which is very condensed.
Mm-hmm.
It's about maybe the size of a small pocket calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably as thick as maybe about a half a palm of your hand.
Okay.
All right? So that's firm tofu. And firm tofu can be used mainly like a meat substitute because it's very firm and it's cooked very firm.
And in terms of what do you get when you eat tofu, is there a protein in tofu?
Yes. In terms of the nutritional benefits of tofu, it's high in quality protein. You also have your B vitamins, and it's also an excellent source of calcium.
Really?
Yes.
So for those people that are not doing dairy anymore, that wanted to get calcium from dairy products, Tofu is a good replacement for that.
Right, and it's also very low in sodium.
Mm-hmm.
And then the different versions of tofu are good for different groups of people, like the elderly, where the chewing and the teeth are being compromised.
Mm-hmm.
So the softer tofus are good.
Mm-hmm.
You can even give the soft version of the tofu to the children.
Okay.
So, you know, you can make snacks with them. And we're going to talk about some ways that you can incorporate tofu into your daily living.
And I'm eating this this fried tofu.
It's basically it's just a light covering of oil in the pan. You don't want to absorb all of the tofu in it. Basically, you once you take the tofu out of the wrap, you should always rinse it. And you can cut it in whatever way you feel you want it. You can, cut it in blocks, squares, cubes. And then you just do the cutting, and then I
so
use...
So these were cut in slices.
These are cutting slices, like oblong slices.
There you go.
And then I usually marinate mine in Bragg's, but you can get real creative because tofu is just like your meat. Whatever you seasoned...
Well, actually, it's more like... a blank palette that you,
absolutely.
That you paint upon.
Right.
Because
right.
meat has its own taste regardless of what kind of spices you
right.
put on it. So with tofu, it absorbs what... It's a blank
right.
palette. You paint upon it. You decide
right.
what tofu is going to taste like.
And you absolutely. If you sometimes I know we have spice kings and queens.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you may have seasoned your chicken with,
mm-hmm.
you take the seasons and the marinade and do your tofu. Because
so,
all the tofu is going to do is just soak it all
that's
up.
That's right.
And
so,
it'll give you that flavor.
So you soak... You squeeze the water out of the tofu.
You don't have to. It's vacuum packed.
Okay.
So when you cut it open, the water automatically drains.
Okay.
But then you rinse it off.
Okay. So you rinse it off, and then you sliced it.
Then I sliced the oblong.
Okay, and then you put it in the Bragg's.
Right. I laid it on a plate, and then let it marinate in Bragg's.
For how long?
It's 2 minutes.
2 minutes, okay. So
2 minutes.
Then what did you do?
And then, in the meantime, my skillet was heating up on the stove.
You had oil, olive oil, or?
Regular corn or vegetable oil
okay.
or canola oil.
Okay.
So we did that. And then in the process, I really like nutritional yeast as a base for...
like a
browning,
like a
breading,
mm-hmm.
because if you see the tofu, it's kind of flaky like,
mm-hmm.
and that's the characteristics of the
nutritional
yeast.
All you did was put nutritional yeast on it?
Nutritional yeast and some whole wheat flour.
Get out of here!
Whole wheat flour, nutritional yeast.
What's the ratio?
But then I'll get really creative.
Mm-hmm.
I would say 1 cup of flour. And maybe 1.5 cups of nutritional yeast.
Okay.
You always want your nutritional yeast
so
to outweigh.
Okay, nutritional yeast, more nutritional
outweigh.
Yeast than flour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then I usually get creative with it because I put in here, it has turmeric, it has paprika, it has onion powder, garlic powder.
Mm-hmm.
You can also put basil or dill weed.
Oh, I could take my spike.
You can do spike
and put it in there.
Mm-hmm. You can take a veggie salve and you can. And what I normally do is I just do concoctions and then I taste it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, however the dry mixture tastes, that's the flavor that the tofu is going to consume.
Okay. So, because it tastes wonderful, it has this wonderful golden brown color.
It's pretty.
It's really, really pretty, and it tastes wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
This would be just a wonderful little snack.
Right, a snack, and also inside alternative for children's sandwiches for lunch, and to even prepare that.
This is a wonderful sandwich. This would taste so good as like a little fake fish sandwich. You could put some tartar
absolutely.
Sauce on it, lettuce and tomato on it. You have a wonderful little fake fish sandwich.
And then also what you can do, since you're talking about that, you can also soak the tofu in seaweed.
Mm-hmm.
Give it that
fishy
flavor.
All right.
And you can make up your own tartar sauce. I mean, what to be a vegetarian or to be vegan, you don't have to miss out.
There you go.
It's just knowing what to do.
Okay.
So in the whole preparation time, this was less than 15 minutes.
Wow.
To do the tofu.
Wow, excellent. Okay, what else do we have?
We're going to be making some tofu salad, which is what will be equated to an egg salad.
Okay.
We just call it eggless salad.
Okay.
And so we have, I'm going to put this away. I'm going to put the Bragg's away.
And it's crunchy, too.
And it's crunchy. And you can determine the crunchiness or the softness just in how long you cook it.
Okay.
Tofu does not take long to cook at all.
Mm-hmm.
You can drop it in a hot skillet and put it back, you know, take it right back out if that's what you desire, or let it get a little crunchy, you know, just like crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
Meat that you...
It's wonderful.
It
really is.
Today what we have several things. Number one, we have some nutritional yeast, and I brought some... I bought some Old Bay with me because that gives the tofu salad a certain flavor.
Okay.
About
what is Old Bay?
Old Bay is a spice that you find in the fish department, in your supermarkets. It's just a mixture of, like, many different spices, paprika, and it's not really fishy, but it has a unique kind of flavor to it. You can always find it. It's like a
yellow,
seafood.
Mm-hmm. So the yellow cam.
It, red, kind of red, yellow.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have some onion powder, garlic powder. We have some regular sea salt. We have some Bragg's, and we have some soy butter. Mm-hmm. And we have the actual block of tofu. So I want to give you this bowl.
Okay.
And here I have the tofu sitting in water mm-hmm. as we speak. You're going to take this.
And Howard, do you want to come in here and taste this fried tofu? He's sneezing right now. He's sneezing right now.
Okay. Got to be careful.
Okay.
Take off.
Okay, so we have the...
Let me get up for a minute.
Okay, so Miss Linda is getting up, and she's bringing me this container with tofu, the actual tofu that came out of the package there. And you've rinsed this?
Yeah, rinsed it.
Already rinsed it, and
you sit it in water.
You sit it in water, okay.
And also, when you get ready to store the tofu,
When you get ready to store the tofu in the refrigerator, you will always want to submerge it into water. Okay.
And then you will change the water every day until you used it.
Okay.
Now, also, tofu can be frozen for up to like 5 months.
Okay.
And the unique thing about frozen tofu, if you see it now, Liz, this is very condensed.
Yes.
But when you freeze it, it has like a, it takes on a spongy, very spongy characteristic, and you can really, really do it like a meat dish.
Really?
It really takes on a whole nother characteristic.
Okay.
So I gave Liz maybe about a third a block of a piece of tofu, and okay. what you're going to do is you're going to take your fork and crumble it.
Okay. Crumble it up, and it just falls apart.
Yeah.
It really does.
It's real easy.
You know, if I wanted to use my hands, and I'm not going to, but when you put it in your hands, it just falls up all the way apart.
Right.
And it crumbles.
And then the different textures of tofu do different things.
And this is extra firm or firm?
This is extra, extra firm.
Extra, extra firm. Okay, so I'm taking my fork, and I'm using my fork to mash this tofu into crumbles here. And it takes a little bit of effort here to push down hard on this to turn it into crumbles.
Right, and then a lot of the things in terms of preparing tofu can be done in advance.
Uh-huh. So I'm taking my fork here, almost finished with it.
Okay.
That wasn't any time at all.
No. And then what I'm going to do, Liz, I'm going to give you the nutritional yeast.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the Old Bay.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the sea salt. I'm going to give you the onion and the garlic powder. And basically, the key to someone liking tofu is your own personal taste.
And also, if I could just interject here for a second, the sad part about tofu is the bad rap that it gets, because a lot of people, their only experience with, or too many people, their only experience with tofu are the hunks that they find in some of their Chinese food that they eat. And people think, oh God, I don't like tofu. Because it's a cultural thing. There are different cultures eat tofu differently, and different people eat tofu differently.
Right.
Some people just don't put anything on the tofu at all and hunk it up and eat it like that because they like the taste and the texture of it like that.
Right.
So if that's all your familiarity with tofu is that big hunk of white square, that white, big white square that's sitting in your stir fry, you need. There's so much more to tofu.
It really is. And tofu is just as good uncooked, because mm-hmm. you can take a slither or a piece of tofu, marinate it in your olive oil. You can do curry powder. I mean, you can do anything that you want to do and just make a sandwich, put lettuce, tomatoes, mm-hmm. onions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and just keep on going.
I want to reiterate that tofu provides protein. Tofu provides calcium.
Yes.
Tofu provides the things that your body needs. So there's particularly for those of us that are not eating meat anymore, the question my father asked me, like, well, where are you going to get your protein from?
Right.
You get it from your tofu.
Right, and absolutely. And then I like to also deal with the protein matter because...
Can I put all this in here?
No.
Okay.
You want to do it by your taste.
Okay.
So all right. So you would go by... She has like a regular teaspoon.
Mm-hmm.
And so you work it with teaspoons, and then you tell me when the taste is where you would want it to be.
And this is the El Bay here. Well, I'm a highly spiced person.
She's a highly spiced person.
I'm a highly spiced.
Okay,
Liz Brown is a highly spiced person.
And
you've heard my show,
powder,
you know I'm a highly
powder.
Spiced person. So.
Oh, you know, I forgot. I could have bought you cayenne.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I'm a highly spiced person. So I put all of the El Bay in here.
Okay, great.
And I put about a teaspoon and a half of the
nutritional yeast.
Nutritional yeast in here.
All right.
And this is what?
That is your granulated garlic powder.
Garlic powder. Okay.
Now, also now, just for FYI, you can use fresh garlic, fresh onions, red peppers, green olives, black olives. I mean, the tofu salad is your salad. Make this stuff your stuff. Oh, but let me deal with the protein issue.
Okay.
Again, I would encourage the listening audience to go and do research on protein. Because you got to remember now, about 5-10 years ago, they were telling us that we needed like 40 to 44 milligrams of protein per day. But when that happened and we were consuming a whole lot of products, especially, and we were told that animal products were the primary source of protein.
Well, actually, probably almost like the exclusives. You couldn't really get protein from any place else. That was the impression.
Right, right. And so then there was a great increase in the consumption of meat and meat products. But then with that increase in consumption of and all that high protein, we had an increase in kidney problems, because the body has to do something with all that protein and all that waste, the uric acid that is a byproduct of the protein. So it has to go somewhere if it doesn't go out the body. And a lot of times we've done the research and we found that, when there was an increase in protein and an increase in all of the byproducts of eating a lot of protein, more than what the body needed, and not getting it from different sources, there were a lot of diseases and medical issues that were involved with it. So just look for, and
check,
I encourage you, other sources.
Other sources, and plant protein as opposed to animal protein.
Right.
Is something that people, when they look this up and when they start searching this, that's what you are considering.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So
okay, you got all your dried, that's onion powder.
That's onion powder, okay. I didn't know what it was before I put it in.
Right.
I wasn't sure.
You got the sea salt.
Now,
you
got
to taste as you go along now.
I'm smelling it. I
so
it.
You can get it just right for you.
I got it.
And then I have here, I have some soy butter. This is what we make in the restaurant.
Okay.
And it's just basically soy milk and apple cider vinegar, mustard. You can put again, you can get very creative with it, and just a little bit of oil just for some hydration for the tofu.
Okay. All right.
And you, generally when I make soy butter, I don't do any seasoning.
So how much of this do I put in there?
It just go by your teaspoons.
Okay.
It depends on how...
What am I looking for in terms of consistency?
It depends on you. If you like it stiff the way it is, then you can do it until it still remains kind of stiff. But if you like juiciness...
Yeah, I like a little bit of moisture type in my...
You see, what it's doing. All right, see what it's doing. And so this is a great, again, when you're making a transition from eating egg salad, this is a great transition to egg salad looking sandwich.
It certainly is. And also, if I wanted to, I don't know, chop up some scallions and put it
in
there.
Oh yes.
Some onions and put
red
it in, like,
peppers, green peppers, olives, anything that you I mean, it's up to you. I mean, you can we've even cut up artichokes, and you can make dips. I mean, you can make gravies, you can make pies, you can make smoothies. I mean, you can make anything that you want to make out of the tofu.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Now, see, if you want it a little bit more smoother, you can add some.
A little bit more.
And then I can taste it and tell you.
It's the it is the soy butter that gives it its creaminess.
The creaminess, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Or you can use, if you just haven't made the whole transition, you can use mayonnaise.
Or you can
use veginaise.
Veginaise, which is awesome. It's really, really, really awesome.
And people really have to try veginaise. And I always get the blue capped.
The blue capped one, me too.
The green one don't do anything for me.
No,
something's wrong with the green one.
The blue capped one.
The blue cap
is really, really good.
And you find it in the dairy section,
like at
Whole Foods and Whole Foods.
All right, taste this. See what you got. See
what
you got.
All right, let's see what you need.
All right.
I like mine a little. You're getting there.
Am I getting there? What is
getting
it?
There, girl.
Wasn't it?
Spicy.
I know. I'm a spicy girl.
Okay. That's good.
you like that?
Oh yeah, girl. I throw some veginaise on that and keep on going. That's great.
That is really good.
And that'll be great, Liz, in a pita pocket. You know, get some sprouts. Put your tofu salad down up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Get some tomatoes and lettuce.
You going to let me take this home?
Girl, you can have it. I bought that for you.
All right. Yeah. This is
That is great.
If
this is a great
one. Oh, my God.
got good.
Oh,
that's
wow, that was
good.
Great.
It tastes like egg salad.
It does. The one that you made, Lee, it's the bomb.
Okay.
I got to say
it
that.
It tastes just like egg salad.
Mm, that's great. Give me some.
This is really, really, really good. And it looks just like egg salad.
Yeah.
Isn't that good?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm. You definitely need some.
And that garlic gives it that. Mm.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. And I guess
good.
If you wanted it a little bit more yellow, you can find a little turmeric.
Turmeric, absolutely.
And put some turmeric
you
in there.
You can do paprika.
Mm-hmm.
You can do mustard.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Or you can do mustard powder.
That's right. And I'm telling you, if you put this in a pita pocket and you told folks this is an egg salad sandwich,
they would not know.
Mm. They would not know that this is not an egg salad sandwich.
Right. And again, it's not with all the cholesterol.
Exactly.
Just let me go with some of the nutritional facts in tofu.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when you look at the firm versus the soft. In the firm tofu, you have about 79 calories,
mm-hmm.
and the soft is 69.
Mm-hmm.
In the firm tofu, you have about 9.25 grams of protein, 7.4 in the soft. Sodium is about 4 milligrams in the firm, and it's only 0.9 in the soft. Calcium, in terms of milligrams, in the firm tofu is about 227 milligrams of calcium. And in the soft, it's about 125 milligrams. And also, you also want to look at the fat content of it, because in a 4-ounce serving of tofu, it only contains 6 grams of fat. So you can't beat that.
So the whole block?
In a 4-ounce. Let me see. This block is, this is 16 ounce.
Okay.
So 4 ounces would be 1/4 of that.
Okay.
Which is not bad.
No, it is not.
Which is not bad at all.
It absolutely is not. And also, when you weigh that against the... you want some more of this? I know you do. This is so good. When you weigh this against all of the other good stuff that you're getting,
mm-hmm.
you're supposed to have fat in your diet anyway.
You got to have it.
You're supposed to have it anyway, and you got to have it. So this is just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I want people to feel me right now on this. Miss Linda, how long did it take us to put this together? Well, I mean, this took what?
Less than 10 minutes.
It took about 6 minutes for you to put this together.
Right. That was
in
it.
In that. And I'm telling you, your family will love this.
Children will like that, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
While we're still talking, let's just go with some buying and storing of tofu again.
All right.
Again, tofu comes in water-filled tubs or vacuum packs.
Mm.
It's generally found in the produce section of the grocery store, or sometimes in your deli section. And then if you go to the Asian store, sometimes they sell it in a whole bulk,
mm-hmm.
and it's a whole different.
Mm-hmm.
Tofu should always be kept cold. Now, you do have silken tofu where they're in little white and red boxes that sit on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
So they're aseptically purified. So they sit on the shelf.
Okay.
And so you just use those, and then once you get through and you haven't used it, just make sure you put the product back in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And always check the expiration date. Any leftover tofu, make sure you rinse it and make sure you properly store it. Change the water daily.
So tofu has an expiration date. How long?
Absolutely.
How long can it sit in your refrigerator?
Within a week. Use the tofu within a week.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't know.
Use the tofu within a week. Change it. But anyway, another good sign that I found, Liz, that when tofu has been sitting, and I don't know when I put it in there,
mm-hmm.
if you look at the water and if it's cloudy,
uh-huh.
Pitch it.
Okay.
Yep. Pitch it, because then something is beginning to happen.
Okay.
Don't even try to smell it. Just go ahead and
pitch it. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
But be frugal. And so plan your menus every week so you won't have to have anything go to waste.
Mm-hmm. And the other piece of this that we haven't talked about, Linda, is the cost of tofu. Tofu is dollar for
absolutely.
It is amazing. It is very, very, very reasonable.
For a 16-ounce block of tofu, that's less than $3.
Wow.
And this should serve about, this should be about 4 servings.
Mm-hmm.
5 servings.
5 servings.
5 servings in this block.
Out of that. And it's what, less than $4?
It's $2.60-something.
So
it's less than $3.
$3.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Right. And, just a reminder also, tofu can be frozen to up to 5 months. And I'm telling you, you got to just do this experiment. Just take some tofu and freeze it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like stuff you can put in your stew. It becomes that
texturized and that mm-hmm. meaty looking is really kind of scary. Mm. But again, and then tofu has a very mild taste. It's good for elderly people and a good source of protein. And also the soft tofu is good for your toddlers. Now, let's talk about how do we think about doing tofu on a daily basis? Mm-hmm. We've got, you can add chunks of firm tofu to your soups and stews. You can crumble tofu up into your meatloaf. I mean, we're talking about people who are making the transition.
Okay.
We're not always talking to people who, okay, they are tofu lovers. We're looking at, okay, how do you make the transition? So take some crumbled tofu and mix it with your meatloaf. Take some mashed up tofu, put it in some cottage cheese and make a sandwich spread. Take your, you can even make tofu burgers. Mm. You mash the tofu up with breadcrumbs, chopped onions, and your favorite seasonings, and go on about your business.
Wow.
You can marinate tofu and barbecue it on the grill.
Wow.
You can serve it on crusty Italian bread.
There you go. Okay. All right. Let me get you a caller or two
okay.
here. Roz.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to. How you doing, Gas?
Uh-huh.
And how you doing too, Liz Brown? You know, I love your show.
I'm wonderful.
But listen, I'd like to know how is. I'm trying to get away from meat, okay? And how is tofu and chili? Because that's one of my favorite dishes, and spaghetti.
Tofu and chili. Okay. All right. Let's talk about that. Thanks for
all
the
right.
question. How is tofu and chili? How do we, does it
incorporate into chili?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's a great question. First of all, with tofu, you can always, when you put it in your chili, you can kind of lightly saute it. The firm, you want to use the firm tofu
because
it has much more to it, more body. You can lightly saute it, or you can just crumble it up in your chili.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, or do the frozen piece, and then just have
freeze the tofu.
Freeze the tofu, and then cut it up into little diced peaches, and just throw it in your chili.
And also, if you really want the meat texture piece for your chili, that Morningstar crumbles.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. It is really, really, really perfect. Your meat lovers will not even know that you have that this is texturized protein
right
in your chili. I think that for chili is probably a better idea in terms of, but if you want to sneak some extra protein into your chili, absolutely tofu is the way to go. Let me get to another caller. Barbara. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you all doing?
We're doing great.
What's your question?
Making me hungry.
That's what we're
That's
trying to do.
That's the point.
What determines the firmness of the tofu that you will use to do your cooking?
It depends on the dishes that you want to do. Let's say, for example, if you want to do a fruit smoothie, I would not use the firm tofu.
Mm-hmm.
I would use the softer version.
So you can use tofu in a fruit smoothie?
Absolutely. I got a recipe right here for you today.
Okay.
If you want to do like something that has a meat consistency, you would want to use the firmer tofu. It really depends on the kind of dishes that you want. If you want to use tofu in a lasagna, you have to use the firm tofu.
Right.
Because you can crumble it up, and then it'll soak in everything, or you can cut it in chunks or squares, and it have the same effect.
Thank you, Barbara.
On the dish.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. So what's this tofu smoothie recipe thing?
Oh, let me find it.
Okay.
Here. I have it. Oh, they have great stuff.
Okay, let me do this. Okay, tofu fruit smoothie. You take one 10-ounce, 10.5-ounce package of soft, light silken. That's the silken tofu that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
A medium banana, 2 cups of unsweetened orange pineapple juice chilled, 1 8-ounce cans of unsweetened crushed pineapple chilled.
Mm.
Combine all the ingredients in an electric blender. Cover.
Blend, baby, blend.
Oh, my word. Now, just think about that. Not only are you getting all of that, because you can take fresh fruit and do all of this. You absolutely
that's a good point.
All of this fresh. You can make your own pineapple orange juice from your own fresh juice and put it in there.
Right.
Think of all of the wonderful nutrients that you're getting in this one thing. You're getting protein in a
calcium,
B-vitamin. Calcium in a smoothie.
Right.
That is wonderful. I didn't know that.
It's a meal on the go.
There you go.
It's a meal on the go, and that recipe should not take you no more than 5 minutes to do.
You know what? I'm going to start doing this in the morning to put more protein in me to start my day.
To start today.
That is outstanding.
Or it can be something for those of you who are on the run for lunch and you don't have it. Now, I'm not saying make a smoothie in the morning, put it in your thermos.
No.
I'm not talking about that.
Because you got to do it right away.
So in some jobs, they may have like a little kitchenette area or in a blender.
There you go.
You just bring your stuff to work, put it all in the blender, and then just do it.
And anybody that wants to try out some of these, you're not ready quite ready to step to the kitchen and make them, get on over to Eternity Deli at 11 South Euclid. Their number is 454-1851. Wonderful dishes, wonderful. I'm telling you, that I had some bean curd yesterday, the bean curd gravy.
Bean curd again.
Bean curd gravy that just put on brown rice was just unbelievable.
Right.
It is. There are so many good things over at Eternity Deli. Saw y'all written up in another magazine. Y'all are just, saw you in another magazine about how wonderful the food is at Eternity. You stay away from my egg salad. Stay away from my egg salad. Isn't that good? So get on over to Eternity at 11 South Euclid. The number there is 454-1851. Also, we have some classes that they're doing at Eternity, the Men's Health
seminar. The Men's Health Coalition.
Okay.
Call the deli for the details at 314-454-1851, Troy Buchanan.
All right. And what's our word, our final thought for the day?
Okay, we're going to encourage people to quote, "I will try a tofu dish at least one time this month."
There you go.
In some form of fashion.
There you go.
Some form of fashion.
There you go. Miss Linda McKirkland, thank you so much.
Thank you, Liz.
So much for doing this. I'm glad you like my egg salad.
That was good. I really have to give you props.
Thank you. Don't try my scrambled tofu. I haven't mastered that yet.
Oh, we didn't even get into
The scrambled tofu, you can do it again like you're scrambling eggs.
Absolutely.
And it's pretty much the same process.
It's pretty much the same. Same process, and it probably would look just the same.
And it would look, only it would be warm.
Right.
Only it would be warm. So I want to thank you so much, Miss Linda. Thank you. And we'll be back next week. Do we know what our topics are next week?
No, we got to do a lot of planning.
Okay, so it's a new year. It's a new way to do this. We're going to come up with some more wonderful shows for you. Linda McKirkland, Program Director of Healthy Futures, thank you so much.
Thank you, Liz.
And we're taking a break. I'll be back. I'm going to chow down on my little egg salad here. Stay
good.
With us.
You don't know how you met me, you don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me. I'm not worried.
Update. Dateline Baghdad. The last 2 days in Iraq have been filled with bloodshed. On Wednesday, one of the holiest Shia mosques in the nation, located in Samarra, was destroyed in a bomb blast, and violence has flared out of control ever since. At a checkpoint south of Baghdad, 47 people who were protesting the mosque bombing were shot to death and left in a roadside ditch. A TV reporter for Al Arabiya Network and two crew members were abducted and later found murdered. 12 prisoners were broken out of jail in Basra and later found dead. 25 other people were found executed that same day. In Bakuba, a bomb killed 16 people, 8 of them Iraqi soldiers. 10 imams have also been killed in the backlash of violence. 7 American soldiers died in 2 roadside bombings outside Baghdad, and the U.S. military has now told its people to stop all travel to avoid being caught in demonstrations or roadblocks. A daytime curfew has been ordered for today to keep people off the streets in Baghdad and several nearby provinces. Shia and Sunni leaders are blaming each other for the violence. And Dateline Lagos. A court in Nigeria has ruled that Shell Oil has to pay the Ijaw people in the Niger Delta region $1.5 billion as compensation for environmental damage. The Ijaw have been seeking compensation for the last 6 years and had gone to court after Shell refused to pay anything, even after it was ordered to do so by the Nigerian parliament. Some militant groups have attacked a number of Shell's facilities in the past few months and are currently holding 7 foreign oil workers hostage. Nigeria is one of the biggest exporters of oil in the world, yet a large portion of the population exists in severe poverty. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
The Missouri Department of Conservation invites you to learn to make jerky using an oven, dehydrator, and smoker. The program is geared to children ages 14 and up, but families are welcome.
The event will be held Wednesday, March 1st from 6 to 9 p.m. at Hengist Range and Conservation Education Center in High Ridge. Registration is required by February 27th. Call 636-441-4554 for more information or to register. Food for thought from WGNU.
Science or religion, Republican or Democrat, politics, education, crime, or you just want to talk about Girl Scout cookies. What's your opinion? What's your solution? Tell me, Dave Linehan, on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right. Your big screen televisions, your lawnmowers, your little screen televisions, your DVDs, your refrigerators, your washers, your dryers. Everything you need in your house and more. How about a treadmill? How about a lawnmower? Spring's almost here. Get on over to the black-owned and operated Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. Jerome Williams, he will treat you like a king and a queen when you come in there. So get on over, get your shop on. I'm Liz Brown. When you get to Sears at Union and Natural Bridge, tell him I told you to.
Did you hear? Jenny Peterson is celebrating Mardi Gras, New Orleans style. I'm Susan Smith-Harmon. Join me as we hook up with Jenny Friday at 1. She'll give us a GNU perspective of the rebuilding of the Crescent City live from New Orleans. That's Susan Smith-Harmon and Jenny Peterson reporting on progress in the Big Easy this Friday at 1 on WGNU, where we're discussing what matters most to you.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Oh, babe, I gotta show my face. It's been elusive for so long. Freedom is mine today. Gotta step out on faith. Gotta show my face. Procrastination had me down. Took what I had. Strength, courage, and wisdom is inside of me all along. Strength, courage, and wisdom inside of me.
Welcome back, welcome back. Strength, courage, and wisdom already in you. Already in you. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Normally, this is our Because We Care segment of the show, but I'm retooling this, okay? I'm going to retool the giveaway because a lot of concerns that I've gotten from people, emails, phone calls that I've gotten from people about the Because We Care packages is that everybody that listens to the show all 4 hours, they don't have the same opportunities to get the package. So what we're doing is we're creating a way that everybody can have an opportunity to get a Because We Care package at this time of the show. So, and also, we're speaking to a number of different advertisers. We're going to be putting a lot more additional. Can you say that? Additional products, additional gifts, additional specials, treats in our Because We Care packages. So I believe we'll have it all together for you next week. So that's what we're going to do because we want everybody to have an opportunity to take advantage of the Because We Care package. Because next week we're going to have Because We Care packages with the wonderful book, A Question of Torture, Spy Chips. I know a lot of you want to get a copy of the Spy Chips. We have that. And we also have some other wonderful, wonderful books. But we want it to be more. That's because that's how I roll. Okay? Want it to be more. Want it to be more for you. So next week, we're going to figure out a way when we're processing that. You're going to like it. You're going to like it. Everybody's going to have equal access to getting a Because We Care package at the end of the week of the wake-up call. So my number here is 454-0400. And
I just want to share with people that maybe didn't catch the 8 o'clock hour, the mystery has been revealed, at least for my daddy's side of the family. I share heritage with Nigerian people. My cultural connection to Nigeria, Yoruba and Igbo. So those are my connection, Igbo and Yoruba. I am so excited. Someone was, I've gotten all kinds of emails of folks congratulating. And one email that I received was an email from a woman who sent me a connection to the Yoruba convention that's going to be held this summer in August in Florida. How cool is that? How cool is that? 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Miss. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Who you are. I'm just wondering if you're going to change your name to the Nigerian name. You know, there's quite a few Nigerians here in St. Louis.
Yes, there are. And the best-looking man in television and in movies is Nigerian. Have you ever watched the television show Lost?
I've worked with Nigerians.
Oh, okay. Well, the best looking man that I know in television is Nigerian. So, yeah, I know there are a lot of Nigerians.
I was thinking you see adopting the baby when you get that name, but I was wondering going to change your name, your American name to your Nigerian name.
I don't know. I'm going to think on that. I'm going to think on that.
Sound good.
All right. All right.
Sounds good to me. Okay.
All right, Mary. Thank you so much. You know, that's another consideration of what it is that you would want to do once you got this information. I don't know what I'm going to do. I have no idea, because I know that I also have to honor my mother's side. I've got to get my mother's side tested as well to find out where I come from, where my people come from on my mama's side. So I have my daddy's side down, part of my daddy's side down. We're going to do some more to go further down the family tree to see what we can find. Half of it done. How cool is that? I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. It's been a very special week. It's been a very, very, very special week. Thank you so much for sharing in it with me. Thank you so much for participating in it with me. Thank you so much for listening to me and the show. I will be back same time, same place on Monday. Until then, stay strong.
Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember?
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow that the blow made.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
Sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters.
The issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Protests today in Baghdad, Sadr City, one of the few signs of life on the streets there. In Iraq, a daytime curfew continues after days of deadly sectarian violence. Almost 200 people have been killed. President Bush says it's a critical moment now for the developing democracy.
Acknowledging the difficult conditions